Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 14th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2014, the third month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here on the eastern shores of the United States of America, bringing you live uninterrupted Radio Biafra worldwide transmission on this very day, with the time now standing at 6 minutes past the hour of 6 p.m. in London, 6 minutes past the hour of 6 p.m. in past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, 6 minutes past the hour, wherever you may be around this very planet, across the 24 time zones of the world. We are welcoming you, as always, by saying good morning, by saying good afternoon, by saying good evening and good night to some of you, especially to those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, therefore we must welcome you. As always, if you're listening to my voice this very day, you must be receiving Radio Biafra either through www.radiobiafra.co. You must be listening to us either via www.peopleofbiafra.org. You must be listening to us via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Wherever you are, however you're listening to us, please, it is incumbent upon you, it is your duty and your responsibility to ensure that this same message is spread across those around you, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your relatives, your aunts, your cousins, your uncles, your nephews, and your nieces all over the world, regardless of where they are, as long as they have internet accessibility, as long as they are using an internet-enabled device, be it their mobile phone, their iPad, a laptop, mainframe computer. It could be anything at all. Once you are able to receive internet on it, once you can browse that with that very device, lo and behold, you should be able to listen to Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. We must ask you not to be lazy. We must ask you to do something for your country. Do something for Biafra. Because here, what we discuss morning, noon, and night is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. Because we are here to seek the unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We owe nobody any apologies. We are not apologizing to anybody. We are free people. We were free people before Lugard came, and we intend to be free people once again. Not too long between now and 31st of December of next year, if they refuse us that very option, we will destroy everything in our path. We are not here to plead with people. We are not here to beg, because our mission is our quest is honorable. Our mission is just. We are here to ensure that the freedom which we enjoyed prior to the coming of the white men, prior to the coming of the Europeans, that we return to that very place. We acknowledge our shortcomings. We know we were full of sin. Of course we were. We were idolatrous. We were doing things that were abominable before man and before God. Those things we have asked for forgiveness, and lo and behold, Chukwu Abiama has granted us our prayers. That is why we are here, to seek a return to how we used to be as a people. We are here to worship Chukwu Abiama. Nothing more, nothing less. And that is where we're going back to again. Therefore, we must ask you to please do not be lazy. Try and do something this day. Pick up your phone. Pick up your mobile phone. Pick up your email addresses or whatever you have. Begin to communicate with people. You must tell them that you are listening to Radio Biafra live transmission from the eastern shores of the United States of America. You must tell them to go to radiobiafra.co. You must ask them to Google Radio Biafra. You must ask them to put Radio Biafra app on their phone. We are the only indigenous broadcaster with our own bespoke app. Not even Radio Nigeria has an app. But Radio Biafra, regardless of our meager resources, In as much as we have millions of people behind us, there is nothing any other media house can do which we cannot do. We are hoping to bring you a very monumental announcement today. I am waiting for confirmation. As soon as it comes through, I shall be able to announce it. We are growing from strength to strength. We are doing things that other people cannot do. The reason why we are able to accomplish so much within a very short space of time is because Chukwu Abiamah is with us, because we have remained incorruptible. It is because we have refuse to compromise and dine with the enemy. It is because to us Biafra is the everything, the all and all, the reason why we exist. It is because in everything we do, we have maintained a rigorous standard of truth and honesty, a level of transparency that is unquestionable. Because of that, anything we touch turns into gold. Because of that, as long as we remain on the path of truth and righteousness, as long as we anchor this very pursuit of Biafra freedom upon the twin pillars of truth and honesty, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. I maintain every day, as I have proven today, that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Anybody trying to impugn our integrity, anybody trying to question our motive, is doing so because their hearts are not clear. They are doing so because they are children of the devil. Anybody who is imbibed in the spirit of Biafra, in the spirit of the resurrection of the will of man to triumph over every adversity, must know that this way radio station is incorruptible. They must know that I am incorruptible. When it comes to Biafra, I do not compromise anything. I will sacrifice everything that I have, even more, to ensure that Biafra comes, because I am pursuing the will of God. Chukwu Abiamah determined that I should come, and that is why I'm here, to preach this very gospel in America, to ensure that those of them who are in this country, those who have abandoned where they come from, those who cannot remember where they come from, those who think that eating ice cream in this country, hamburger fries and drinking gallons upon gallons of soda is the way out, we are here to preach this gospel to them. This gospel must be preached regardless of where we are. That is why every blessed day we ask you, using London as our reference point, that 6 p.m. London time every blessed day, regardless of where you are on this earth, you must receive Radio Biafra. We are not going to relent in what we are pursuing. Our rage is so much sometimes that words fail us. People don't understand how fanatical we are about our country. They don't understand the extent we are prepared to go to sacrifice everything, man, woman, children, material, all there is to take to get Biafra. We must get it this time around. And we are warning them, we are making very, very clear to them that we are not joking. The reason why we maintain on this very temple every day is to remind everybody that as long as they begin to nominate those that killed us to go and represent us, as long as they buried Ojukwu with green, white, green flag, as long as these abominable deeds of all these men in Ohanaeze and so on is carrying on till this very day, there is no way we can relent. Things are going to happen, and they will happen this year, 2014, we promise you. On our honor, it will happen. Things will happen. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. As we welcome you, we ask you to welcome other people. We ask you to expand the very circle of this very family all over the world. We must make it very clear that all the insults, all the abominable things happening, all the little children selling their babies, getting people like Nwachukwu to go and represent Igbo people is an insult beyond insult. Unacceptable by every stretch of the imagination. That goes to show the level of moral decay, the level of the absence of credible leadership within our lands. That is why somebody who is named Omar Sanda is going to Abuja to represent the interest of the children of God is an abomination regardless of how you look at it, that we allow Ikemwachukwu to go to Abuja to represent us. I am enraged, I am upset, and I'm angry that in a land today where people are dying every blessed day, where people cannot feed properly, the only people they saw fit to go and represent them is Nwobodo and Ikemwachukwu. Unacceptable to us. Unacceptable. We don't have any shame. It seems we don't have any shame anymore. This is Radio Biafra. I must wait for the barrister to join me. I must wait for him to join me. Wherever you are, once again, we must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from the eastern shores of the United States of America. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu once again. Our number remains the same. If you wish to contact us, if you wish to be part of what we are doing, the number, as always, is +1 240 +1 2 1 7 7 1 8 5. I repeat, +1, that is the studio number for Radio Biafra here in the USA, +1 2 4 0 2 1 7 7 1 8 5. If you want to join us via Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, all one word, Radio Biafra. As long as we remain in the United States of America, the number with which you can reach us on remains +1, which is the code for USA, 240-217-7185. You can also come to us via Skype by just adding Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list on this very day, the 14th of March in the year of our Lord 2014. This is Radio Biafra. I must not tire from asking you to please tell those around you. I must not tire from welcoming you, if you're joining us for the very first time, that this is a broadcast unlike no other. The way we do news on Radio Biafra, nobody can match or replicate. We are formidable. Not of our own doing, not because we have done anything special, but because Chukwu Abiama has decreed that the time has come for his children to be extricated from the bondage they were led into by a man called Frederick Lugard, a man who came all the way from Scotland, all the way from Europe, to come and name the children of God after a mere river. An abomination, an abominable thing to do to the children of God. We are here to return them to their father. We are here to point them the way that leads back to their home. And that home, we must state categorically, is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. And that very kingdom of heaven on this earth is Biafra. That is why we are here. I am delighted to say, I hope I'm not speaking prematurely, that the very eminent barrister has joined me. That barrister Mamezu is with me this very moment.
No.
That is not barrister, is it? Is that Uche?
Yes, not barrister. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Chinedu Mwe. I'm calling from London.
Chinedu, our lines are not open yet.
Okay.
Please keep on listening, and our lines will open very shortly. When it does, Chinedu, I shall take your call.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I do not know what to do. I don't know if the barrister has joined me. Could you please confirm that you're barrister Mamezu?
Of course, good evening to you. Who else?
Barrister, this is what happens when you report to things late. Other people will take your position. Chinedu wanted to take over from you a short while ago.
Director, what happens when you start late?
You see? That is what happens when you go to things with African, with Nigerian time. Somebody will be there. You see one, Omar Alhaji Idris, take over your position, as Chinedu wanted to do a short while ago.
God forbid!
Barrister, you're welcome to the program. I'm delighted to have you on board. You will please acknowledge Biafrans all over the world. They are listening and they are waiting.
Good evening, Director. Good evening to you. Of course, you have to make me laugh, which is a good thing. But people usually say that anything that you started with laughter will always end up beautiful. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Today is another day, of course, as we tell you regularly. Whenever we are here, we are happy, we are cheerful. Unless somebody comes from somewhere and upset us. I get upset easily, but I don't like to show it all the time. Because what we are here for Biafrans. Our people have suffered enough. We have been killed enough. Our children have been massacred, denied of their rights. And those who are in the zoo are suffering more than those abroad. But in all, we need to go back home to establish our culture, to come back to where we started from, to restore our nation that all of us are craving for. May God bless all of you as you congregate, as you come from your respective places of work and of your whatever you're doing. We are coming together to celebrate, to put our heads together, to suggest, to bring our ideas, opinion on how we are going to restore Biafra. As we come together, may God bless and be with all of you, that every idea that you bring forth will yield fruit. We are not joking here. We are restoring Biafra. Gradually, we are edging very closer, and a lot of people know, and God is our witness. We have nothing else to do here apart from telling you how our people are doing, telling you that all this rubbish, wickedness, evil coming from the zoo must stop. And it cannot be done by one single individual or a group of individuals, But all of you Biafrans, wherever you are, men, women, young and old, we want your ideas. We love you. We support anything you do in the name of Biafra. But we are not here to use the name of Biafra for destruction or to defraud. Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. Nobody should do anything to bring the name of Biafra into disrepute. Those who don't know what they are doing should listen to Radio Biafra and see how we do it. And the way we conduct ourselves, we argue here, we debate. All we are doing is going straight forward to bring about Biafra. Good evening to all of you, and make sure you get your paper. And of course, when your call is picked, turn off your listening devices. We are here together, and we see this particular problem together. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much, and you will stand by. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome all of you, regardless of the continent you're in, regardless of the country, the town, the city, regardless of what you're doing, as long as you have access to any device that can receive internet on it, you should be listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. Our coverage, I must say, is indeed global. It is everywhere. We must welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. Without much hesitation, we shall go on to bring you our news headlines today and accompanying news summary on this day, the 14th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting today that Senator Omar Sanda Nwachukwu, the killer of his own people, is there to lead us to this very confab that they are calling. The symbolism of it is insulting. The depth, the magnitude of the damage done to us psychologically as a people cannot be quantified. That they have looked everywhere, they have searched everywhere. That the humiliation of these people is now complete. Ojukwu was buried with Nigerian flag. Now again, they are asking somebody who is complicit, somebody who was active in the killing of his own people, to go and represent us. Unacceptable. By any stretch of any civilization or imagination, this man should be dead by this time. But he's alive to go. This man, those 3.5 million people that he contributed in killing, they are in their graves in various places all across the zoo, scattered without a proper burial. What do you think they will make of Ike Nwachukwu going to Abuja to go and represent them? What do you think? Did they die in vain, that we sacrificed 3.5 million people in vain, so that a man like this, who was also amongst those that killed them, can go and represent them? It is unacceptable to us. Unacceptable. The compromise that is Ohanaeze, the compromise that is the so-called Igbo elders and elite, is now complete with this humiliation of the memory of 3.5 million people that died. We cannot accept it. We are reporting this day with very heavy heart, with great pain and with great sadness, that even the governors, even those people, those stooges of the Hausa Fulani Caliphate, that they have conspired and nominated this man, Omar Sanda, to go and represent us at Abuja. What an insult. What an insult. And people wonder why things are so difficult for us as a people. They wonder. And today we must tell them, it is because you have allowed things like this to happen. You are without shame and without honor. You allow Omar Sanda, that is his name, Omar Sanda, to go and represent you. The man responsible for your death, the man who participated actively in the killing of your children, you allow him to go to Abuja to go and represent you. What an insult is that? This is Radio Biafra. We must report the truth. We must speak it without fear before our enemies. We must make sure that everything that we do gives honor and glory to Chukwu Abiyama and to no other. And the best way for us to manifest that on this earth is on this very platform, this radio station, to speak the truth without fear, without prevarication, without retreating, and without surrendering. Ike Nwachukwu should not be representing us. Omar Sanda should not be representing our people at this confab. Army destroys 98 illegal refineries. Every day they destroy some more. These are the only people actually earning decent living. They refer to them as illegal. The lip service for the evil man, as Peter Obi once again gets triple award and named him, somebody named him the lion of democracy. It's very simple. If you kill Igbo people, you will be honored. As Ike Nwachukwu is being honored today by being invited to go to the confab to represent Igbo people. He killed Igbo people, so they invited him. Nwobodo betrayed his own people, so they invited him. Peter Obi killed his own people, dumped them in Esu River. Now he gets the Lion of Democracy Award. You think these people are stupid? Is that what we actually think? The only way for you to make name in the zoo is to come out and show them that you are against Biafran people. You are against your own people, then they promote you. The British taught them that. That's what they're doing. Exactly the script that the British government wrote for them. We are also reporting on this very day that Boko Haram attacked in their hundreds on Maiduguri. We are going to bring you the details of that very attack this very day. And National Conference, Soyinka cautions Yoruba delegates against making case for disintegration. Wole Soyinka does not want the zoo to disintegrate because Yorubas are very, very poor people. They have no natural resource. They have nothing to show for it. That is why he's asking against disintegration. I have asked this man that I want to debate him. This unity of Nigeria, I need somebody who is intelligent enough to come out to debate with me from that part of the world so that we can enlighten them, so that we can educate them. I don't know where he read his own literature. I don't know how he managed to get the Nobel laureate. I cannot begin to understand it. How can it be that black people cannot reason? You cannot reason. Yoruba people are in Benin Republic. Yoruba people are in Togo. What are you doing with somebody from Ohozara who is not related to you? The Yorubas in Benin Republic speak Yoruba language. They do Awambe. Those in Togo do the same thing. Why don't you go to them? Why are you coming? Because you see oil. You see crude oil because people are lazy. They cannot do anything else. They are so wretched in their minds that they cannot do anything else apart from depend on crude oil flowing from Biafra land. Something that is meant to be a blessing to the children of God have now become an albatross around our neck, threatening to drown us. But we will not be drowned because Radio Biafra is here. We will not drown because the indigenous people of Biafra, we are now here all over the world, including this very United States of America. And we are going to get our freedom. And nothing, nothing, I repeat, will stop us from doing so between now and 31st of December of next year. Another Iroko falls as Ralph Uwechwe dies. The former Ohanaeze President General is dead. Fulani herdsmen sack Suswam's village. Suswam, it may occur to all of us, is the governor of Benue State. These are the people that fought against Biafrans. Today, his village is under attack, and rightfully so. Details emerge of the Katsina bloodbath as death toll now rises over 100. The killing fields of the Zoological Republic continues unabated. I have placed it on record, and I am prepared to go to any court of law to testify it, that the British government is complicit, that the British government is directly responsible for the death and mayhem in the zoo. The British government is directly responsible for the mayhem in the zoo. If you go to any lab in this world and mix compounds or chemicals that are diametrically opposed to each other, that very place will explode. That is how you get the chain reaction in a bomb, isn't it? Because chemicals do not agree. They don't want to be together. That very chemical, that very bomb that is now exploding in the zoo was mixed by none other people than the British. They did it. And they must be held accountable for it. The British government did. Not the British public, no. But the British government did. And we must hold them accountable for it. All the death and mayhem happening in the Zoological Republic is the direct making of Her Britannic Majesty's government. And we must hold them responsible for it. Death toll now over 100. The only crime they committed is that they belong to a place called the Zoological Republic. A zoo by every stretch of the imagination. Where life means nothing. We must go on to bring the news in detail. Former Minister of External Affairs, Senator Omar Sander Ikenwachukwu, was yesterday appointed as the leader of the delegates of the Southeast Geopolitical Zone to the National Conference billed to be inaugurated by President Goodluck Jonathan on Monday next week. Briefing journalists at the end of a four-hour closed-door meeting of the Southeast Governors and Delegates to the Conference from the Zone, the chairman of the Southeast Governors Forum and Governor of Abia State, Theodore Oji, said Professor Monsignor Obiora Ike and former Nigeria's ambassador to the United States, Professor George Obiozo, we are appointed as deputy chairman and secretary, respectively. These are the same people who are responsible for the mess that we are in. They appointed Ike Nwachukwu because Ike Nwachukwu, the mother, is from Katsina. Ike Nwachukwu was born and bred in Hausa Fulani territories. Ike Nwachukwu joined the Nigerian army to kill us, the Biafrans, during the war of 67 to 70. They appointed him because he is going there to talk of one Nigeria. Do you see why all these governors and all these leaders should be dead? That was when I heard those children stormed Enugu government house. I thought they went there to do something meaningful. They said they went to hoist a flag. Gimmick, stunt. We're not interested in stunt. You can see why the governors, as long as they are alive, they are a threat to our existence as a people. They were put there by Hausa Fulani men and women controlling our lives remotely through these men. The more evil you are to your people, the more the rank you will rise, be it in any parastatal you may find yourself in. People got together, forgot the memory of their children who were killed, 3.5 million, forgot those who are being currently slaughtered by people from the same place, carrying the same blood as this Omar Sanda is carrying. His name is Omar Sanda Nwachukwu. From Katsina State is the one representing Igbo people, the children of God. How do you think that Chukwu Abiama will feel that somebody named Omar Sanda is representing his children? And people are telling me that somehow we are an intelligent people. I'm beginning to doubt it. But we must continue to bring the news because this is Radio Biafra. We must read it and give it to you. The 4th Brigade of the Nigerian Army in Benin says it has carried out 592 anti-oil bunkering raids and destroyed 98 illegal refineries in the last 1 month. The Brigade Public Relations Officer Captain Abubakar Abdullahi made the development known at the destruction site of 2 truckloads of illegally refined petroleum products in Benin on Thursday. Abdullahi said that the operation of the brigade covered Edo Delta and Ondo South Senatorial District. He said one of the trucks contained 32,000 liters of illegally refined diesel, while the other had 13,000 liters of crude oil. Abdullahi said that the destruction of the vehicles is one of the several operations of the brigade to stop illicit business being perpetrated by saboteurs. These are people going about getting oil from the land where they come from to refine it. Because the oil that is being refined by NNPC, being sold by NNPC, those in power steal the money. People don't have kerosene. They don't have diesel. They cannot afford petrol. The army is there. We must tell African people there is something wrong with black African men, especially. The army of a country is there to defend the country from external aggression. The Nigerian army, the Zulu army, was not set up to be harassing civilians. That is the work of the police. What is the army doing chasing people with lorry load of crude oil? Who is chasing Babangida? Babangida will dock his oil tanker in any of the terminals in Boni and suck all the oil he wants to drive all the way to his refinery in Ivory Coast. He will refine it, he will bring it back, and we buy it, and we pay him subsidy on top of it. The world must listen to what we are saying. When people ask us, why do you want Biafra? What I'm saying is that somebody, a Hausa Fulani man, goes and gets into power, steals all the money from the country, gotten from the wealth from Biafra land, builds a refinery in Ivory Coast, comes in with his tanker, laden with oil. They will drive it away and go to Ivory Coast to refine it. Do you know the funniest thing? When he brings back this same oil he didn't pay for, we pay him subsidy for it. Amazing. And when hungry, poor, starving people go to refine oil to try to make ends meet, they say no, it is illegal. What is illegal is the stealing of 20 billion from the account of NNPC, the brigadiering a Nigerian army against civilians. Go and ask Jonathan and Madueke, where is the 20 billion? Go and ask Sanusi, where is your own $300 million that you stole? Where are these money? Where are they kept? Stop disturbing innocent civilians. And go and do the right thing. But of course, you are black people from Africa. You cannot reason properly. That is why things are the way they are, isn't it? Army chasing ordinary civilians. Army chasing civilians for oil. Is that why they gave you AK-47? To be chasing somebody carrying oil? What then is the work of the police, if I may ask? Only in Africa, everything is upside down. The white man that gave you a standing army equipped with modern equipment did so that that army can protect them from external aggression. How many times have you heard that the British government deployed the British troops on the streets of Britain? How many times? In mainland Britain. I have been in Britain for a very long time. Not even for once have the army come out. Only when the fire service is on strike, the army will come and provide cover and do civilian work. In your own case, you're running around Abdullahi from somewhere near Chad or Niger Republic. What are you doing in Edo State? What are you doing in Benin Land? Chasing people carrying oil. When I tell people they are under occupation, they don't understand the meaning of it. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to report what is happening. The governor of Anambra State, Mr. Peter Obi, yesterday was honored with triple grand honors from the Radio, Television, Theatre and Arts Workers Union of Nigeria, Anambra State Chapter. The award include Lion of the... Can you believe? These are journalists, you know. These are journalists. You expect them to know better, isn't it? But we are now doing their job for them. I wasn't trained as a journalist. Neither was Barrister Bamezu nor Uche Mefo, nor Carol Monday for that matter. Nobody working for the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra was trained as a journalist. But we are the ones reporting what the journalists should be reporting. They've been given money. Brown envelope. Give them money and they write whatever rubbish you want them to write. That is the Nigerian journalist for you. And it is here. Lion of democracy. Man of the decade. Life patron of the union. Do you know why they are showering him with all these accolades? Why they are pouring all these accolades on this killer of our people at Izu River? Because they want money. The journalists in the zoo are very hungry. If you give them money, they will write anything you want them to write for you. That is why they cannot critique the choice of Omar Sander as the representative of Igbo people going to the national confab. But they are journalists. They are leaving it to us, that read political economy, to go and do their work for them. That is the hypocrisy of the black person from the Zoological Republic. Look at Peter Obi, a killer being given an award. Ike Nwachukwu, Omar Sander, Ike Nwachukwu, being asked to go and lead Igbo people. He will be driving over the bones and the corpses and the skeletons of the people he killed when he goes to Abuja. How do you think those people will feel in the grave? Don't you have somebody that died during the war or after the war or died of kwashiorkor? Haven't you seen the pictures of all the kwashiorkor ravaged children that he came to put cost it? Omar Sander cost it. Now he's going to represent them. My dear Lord. Our people, are you people awake at all, or you're sleeping? The same person responsible, complicit in the genocide and the slaughter of 3.5 million people, is the person that they appointed to go and represent you to discuss if you're going to be alive or dead. He killed you before. What stops him from killing you now? Our people must reason. Hundreds of militants have staged a multi-pronged attack on the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Witnesses have said, on entering the city, the attackers split into smaller groups heading for the barracks, the university, and an area where civil servants live. They set many houses on fire and killed innocent people, one resident told a local newspaper. Militants suspected to be from Boko Haram have killed 500 people this year. Others say 1,000, others 2,000. This one is 500. One thing is certain, people are dying. And who is responsible for the death of all these people? We are telling you it is the British government. They put all these irreconcilably different people together in a tinderbox. Of course, it's bound to explode. So they are the ones that should be held responsible for putting all these divergent cultures together, for tampering with what Chukwu Abiyama created, for tampering with God's creation. That is the consequence of it. And how about those that claim that they are Nobel laureate or that they are learned? You know, when an African man says that, Leonard, you saw what happened to the to the fool suffering from dementia that called the other day with a bullet in his chest as the only person that crawled away from an attack. A pilot at the age of 15, the younger brother at the age of 5, who was conducting operations behind enemy lines. Men who are stupid in their being, they claim they are educated. African men. When an African man comes in front of you, and before you ask him anything, he starts to tell you how many degrees and qualifications he has, you know the man is just an empty barrel, cannot do anything. Look at Wole Soyinka telling us that they have to be together in one country. They shouldn't discuss disintegration. But he's a learned man. He's well read. Wole Soyinka, before Lugard came, were the Yorubas dying as a people? Or were they existing and, you know, flourishing under the Oyo Empire? What happened? So why can't you go and be on your own? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that at night you have nightmares? There's no crude oil? Is that why? Or are you tacitly acknowledging that crude oil is the only thing that can make you stand up in the national stage or international stage and speak and people will listen? You can't afford to buy a ticket to fly out if the crude oil dries up. Consistency is the key. I was told you supported the Biafran war before, or the Biafran quest for secession before. You must do so again for you to be consistent, because here on Radio Biafra, we do not change. We are consistent. That is why our enemies fear us. The killing continues in Maiduguri. Former Ogun State governorship aspirant on the platform of the defunct Action Congress of Nigeria, ACN, Mr. Kayode Soyinka, has advised Yoruba delegates to the National Conference not to push the case for the possible breakaway of Yoruba land from the Nigerian Federation too far. He said the Yorubas should be more cerebral in their thinking and preferring superior, more convincing and workable solutions to the numerous developmental challenges facing the nation. The three-time governorship aspirant made the appeal while speaking as a special guest at the meeting of the Afenifere Renewal Group held in Abeokuta on Wednesday. No wonder he has failed three times. He has contested three times. He has failed three times. So the Yorubas must ignore his advice. Because he's, if he was able to advise himself properly in the past, he would have won at least one of the elections that he contested. Another mighty Iroko has fallen with the death of erudite diplomat, internationally renowned publisher, and one-time President General of Ohanaeze Ndigbo Ambassador Ralph Uwechue, according to a reliable source close to the family, died earlier today at the age of 80. Though his death is yet to be formally announced, tributes are already pouring in. And for the departed giant, Chief Godi Owasurike, the president of Aki Kenga, the Igbo think tank based in Lagos. Aki Kenga is the Igbo think tank, yes, I agree. But they're based in Lagos. It's like having an Afenifere think tank based at Uyo, or based at Abakiliki, or having Arewa think tank based in Aba. Is that possible? Aki Kenga think tank, Igbo think tank based in Lagos. Uwechie was a great man, according to Godi. He was a diplomat, a leader of people, an author, publisher, and a respected Igbo leader. We will miss him. We will miss his mature advice, he said. We cannot knock the dead, so we leave it at that. But people should use their tongue to count their teeth. Few days after Governor Gabriel Suswam of Benue State escaped death when his convoy ran into an ambush by suspected Fulani mercenaries at Se Akanyi in Guma local government area. His entire village at Anyi in Logo local government area has been sacked by the suspected mercenaries. The invaders also slaughtered over 22 persons whose corpses Vanguard gathered. We are still trapped in the farms at Anyi and Ayilamo, where the fleeing locals believe the mercenaries have set up their camps. I love what they are doing. I love what they are doing to the people of Benue. Please continue. I love it personally. I love it. These are the people that killed Biafrans for no reason. These are the people that the same today, these Fulani headsmen, of course, they are Boko Haram people, killing people from Benue. We are the same people that told Benue people, kill Igbo people, they are your problem. The same way they dealt with cancer, we were. The same way they will deal with Amechi, the idiot of the governor of River State, is what they are now doing to people of Benue. Do you expect us to say sorry? No, I am not sorry. Do I want Boko Haram to continue? Of course I do. I love what they're doing to people of Benue State. They are evil people, and they must pay for it. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. If you don't like it, of course, you know what to do. Details have emerged of the dastardly attack on villages in Katsina State, northwestern part of the Zoological Republic, which took place yesterday afternoon. A BBC report quoted witnesses as saying that the attackers rode motorcycles into the village in broad daylight and killed whoever they found. The assailants appear to have been ethnic Fulani cattle herders who have a history of tension with local farmers, the report said, adding that police say that the attack is not linked to the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, which is mainly active further east. Can you see it? I told you people that these Fulani people will not stop. When they came in, when Othman Damfodio came in and plotted the fall of Gobeh, which is in today's Katsina State, which was then the capital seat of the Habe monarchies of Hausa land, that it has continued till today. Hausa and Fulani people, we are not the same people. Fulani people are people of indeterminate origin. Nobody knows where they come from. They are not local. They are not aborigine to where we are today. They came from Mali, from Senegal. They came from the desert. They conquered Hausa people. They forced Hausa people to be under their emirates. Only the Shehu of Borno resisted them. And what did the Shehu of Borno do to ward off Fulani attack? Anywhere Fulani people gather, he will attack them. That was how he saved Borno. El Kanemi is his name. Now, that is why Boko Haram is starting from there, to make sure that those they did not subjugate before will fall this time around. And who is encouraging them? British government. British government told them, as long as you allow us access to the oil, you can do whatever you like. We hand them over to you. And that is why we blame the British government for what is happening in the zoo. They should be held accountable in an international court of law. The truth must prevail. And upon that truth, we anchor everything we do on Radio Biafra. That is our news today, our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Please, Barrister Mamezu. I don't know if the barrister has remained with me. If the barrister is with me, please, Barrister Mamezu, I will invite you to come on and give us your views, your perspective, your understanding, what you make of the news we're presenting today, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the news discussion. I'm here. And of course, where else would I go? We are here to serve the people of the indigenous people of Biafra. And not until we get our people into the right position, into the right place, where they're supposed to go, where they're supposed to be, we will not make alternative. Director, the British people, their blame remains insistent. Insistent in such a way that we can never stop talking about them because they put us into what we're up to today. They made us the way we are, and they have not done anything to change our position. We've called upon them, we send them texts, we send them tweets, we email them, we written them letters, telling them to come and readdress what they have done wrong. To them, it's business as usual. To us, we are being damaged. We are still being killed as we talk. In Biafran, two or four hundreds are being killed on a daily basis in the house of Fulani Boko Haram land, and we are sharing the same business with them. There is time for everything according to the book of Ecclesiastes. There is time, and that time is running out for them. You are talking about Ureshoinka, who I think about 2 years ago was saying that it's about time that the zoo should have a conference, everybody go on their way. And now today he's saying a different thing. I don't know, of course, the director will put it, you can never rely on the Yorubas. You are with them, they will tell you, do this. What are you doing if they're doing a different thing? That is what we call somebody not being reliable. Somebody who is inconsistent. You cannot hold them to their words. You cannot get behind them and say, I am going with you. Boko Haram can never stop killing. We've said it many, many times, and we carry on saying it. Some people will say, are we not tired about talking about Boko Haram? We cannot be tired because they are killing our people on a daily basis. We cannot retire until Biafra is restored. That's why we have to talk about Boko Haram on a daily basis. And of course, until Biafra is restored, we may not talk about Boko Haram again because we section them off our land and ask them to go to hell and kill anyone else they want to kill, but not in our land anymore. Naruto, are you worried about a word? The lion of the zoo, the accolade they've given to P2B. Of course, once you go and kill people, your own people, you become a lion. What does lions do? You have to eat other animals. It's obvious. But if you're talking about a word, if Gunotchenefan was able to give a word to Abacha, give a word to Lugard, so if they give a word to P2B, who is alive and killing? Well, is this surprising? Director, none of anything they've done in the zoo or about to do in the zoo will surprise any of us. That's why we shout here. That's why we talk here. We are saying all these things to bring our people to the notice of what is happening in the zoo. It's a shame that everything we see here is not creating much of impact. As I have said, not until we step in into that land that we will be able to make and create the impact. While we are here bringing the news and views and analysis to our people, there isn't much that will change, if at all, until we institute that change by ourselves. Nobody else will do it for us. My happiness is majority of the Biafrans are singing the same hymn sheet with us. They are in unison into what we preach here on a daily basis. And they are coming out on a daily basis. I love my people. Director, my mom will tell me that 10 people will not be 10 days. Of course, you have millions of Biafrans. Majority's brain are washed, vanished. But you still have quite a lot whose brain are still intact. You have majority of our people who knows what is going on. They know and understand that their people need liberation. So we still have majority on our side. We still have those who are sane, and those who are insane are minority of those who do not know what they are doing. In fact, they know their right to their left. But majority are supportive. These are the people that are making contributions here on Radio Biafra, and these are the people who are talking to us and encouraging us. If you go to my Facebook inbox, I do get a lot of encouragement on what Director is doing, what I'm doing, what Uchenna Four is doing, what the whole executive are doing. So people are giving us the accolade, seen and unseen. Most of them are, you go to email, you see it, you go to it. They are doing it effectively. You go to Facebook and WhatsApp. People are doing it, giving us the support we must need to carry on in what we are doing. That's all, because we can never give up. We cannot give up on what we are doing for Biafra. How can we give up when Abubakar, a Hausa man who has nothing to do with the oil in Edo State or in Benin City, is now in charge? How can we give up when they take Omar Sander, an Hausa man, to go and present you? Go to Imo State, commissioner there is Hausa man. Go to Abia State, commissioner there is Hausa man. We are surrounded by the Hausas. Why can we sit on? Why can all of us sit down, watch, and see our own land being overrun by invaders, being occupied by occupiers, those we don't want, we don't have the same semblance to them. The same culture is not the same. Religion is not the same. People are dying in the hands of foreigners in our own land. Wherever you go, it's Hausa man. You go into our seaport, it's Dangote there. You go into our airport, it's a woman there. You said the houses are closed, the place, our land. But what is most gracious, what is most, glorious is that we are not allowing it, Director. We here on Radio Biafra, we are talking about it because we are not talking about it that we talk about. We are talking about it in order to create some kind of effective force that will drive these people back where they came from, because they're wicked. They are victimizing our people. They are killing us. You cannot, if you have a cancer in your body, you do your best to get rid of cancer. You have headache. Do your best to get rid of that headache. You have a wound. You have to do what you can to heal that wound. You have any ailment in your body. You take tablet. Why do you do that? Because you want to get rid of that particular disease. That's how we will get rid of Hausa, Fulani, and Boko Haram in our land. Because they are suckers. They are taking anything that is belonging to us. All of them now are lazy. When we are doing history, when I was a little boy in a primary school, when we are told that the Hausas, Fulani, they are Katuriaras. They are people who travel from place to place. They are not. They cannot settle in one place. All of a sudden, they saw oil in our land. They are now settled, all of them wearing and all those long cap or hat, which they didn't used to wear before. These men are now in our land, trying to control our destiny. If not 90% of our destiny, they are all over the place with AK-47s, roaming around, and yet nobody's talking. Thank God we have discovered that we, Biafrans, only us, can make this change. Only us. Nobody else. No Western man will come and say, okay, carry on behind you. No. When they see what you're doing, the book of Matthew says, heaven helps those who help themselves. If we start it, yes, you will see those who will be behind you. You will see those who will support you. But why we wait and say until God will come down from heaven, according to Christian belief, and do it for us, then we are making big mistakes. But thank God, Narita has a different idea. I have a different idea here. Uchemefo has a different idea. We will not keep our hands folded. We have Lord Lokaro Monday, who is doing a very runnable job for us to make sure that Biafra stands. We have quite many of our executives who are working tirelessly on a daily basis to make sure that Biafra will be restored. That is why we talk here every day, and we love our supporters, those who give us encouragement, and those who give us financial support. We love all of you, and that is why without all of you, we will not be talking, because your airtime is gone from the contribution from all of you. We are grateful. I, in particular, I love my people, and I love how you support us. God be with all of you. Director, I'm standing by. Thank you for now.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mam Mezu. We thank you for your incisive analysis, for the intellect and the clarity you bring to our news presentation. And we hope that people are not lost. There are many showing cars about. We must make sure that you understand that the showing car we talked about is the one that contested election 3 times and failed 3 times, and not the Nobel laureate. He is the former Ogun State governorship aspirant. He was running under ACN, Mr. Kayode Soyinka, and not the Nobel laureate. We don't want this to be mixed up at all. But also, the Wole Soyinka himself has been criticized by the children of Abacha. All they do is criticize. They never ran for office. They never made anything better. Why they did not criticize Obasanjo when he was there, I do not know. Where we go from here is our own destiny. To determine the destination as to where we're going to is in our hands. It rests in our hands. Nobody, I repeat, nobody is going to determine these things for us. We have to take the bull by the horn. This is Radio Biafra, where we speak the truth. And earlier today, I made it very clear that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Earlier today, I made it very clear that our incorruptibility is not to be questioned. Earlier today, I posted an agreement that was signed by people I thought were men of honor and integrity. But lo and behold, they were sent by APC, by the Hausa Boko Haram APC, to use the name of Biafra to try to bamboozle people. Today I have blown them out of the water, and there are many more to come, many more emails. People must understand, anything we tell you is the absolute truth. Anything we tell you regarding this very quest for Biafra is gospel, and you must buy into it, because here we cannot mislead you. We cannot afford to do that, because any day we dream about it, what will happen to us? Here we are clear. We are transparent. We are honest. Everything we tell you is gospel. If we ask you to run from somebody, you run. If we say stand, you stand. We have been proven correct time after time, decade after decade, and our lines are open. You must express your views, your opinions here, because the whole world wants to hear it. This is the only platform. This is the only thing. This is the only thing that our people own collectively. Radio Biafra is all you have. You no longer own Golden Guinea Breweries Limited in Omuahia. Ceramics is no longer working. Olon Nampam Plantation is no longer working. Aba Glass Factory is closed. Aba Textile Mill closed. You don't know that Mvosi is no longer working either. The oil mill there. You have forgotten also that even Kalagu Cement Factory is no longer working. Only Radio Biafra is working. You own it. And today I have posted the document that confirms that Biafran people, I signed it, own Radio Biafra. That argument is now dead, isn't it? Finished. Never doubt us, you see. Never. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, hello?
Yes, please, we are listening to your voice. This is Radio Biafra, we are in the USA. Give me your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I am calling from Germany. Yeah.
And what Hello? Is... Please, you are listening to my voice here over the phone, and you're also listening to your system. How can you serve two masters at the same time?
Is that possible? Cut it off. Hello?
Yes, please, your name. Again, your name.
Yeah, my name is Chukwuemeka Benjamin Oblok. I am calling from...
Which part of Germany are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm from Niedersachsen.
Okay, please go ahead.
Goslar, precisely. Yes, and I come from backstage in the local government. And my village is in Nobi.
Nobi, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to thank you, Ma'am De Kano, for all the good work you have been doing to the people of Biafra. And I also want to use this opportunity to thank Asema Mezu, Uche Mefo, Ike Tuku Enyago, Rita Anibogo, Ken Biafra Land, and our Karumonde. Yes, it's actually my first time calling Radio Biafra. Yes.
You're very lucky. And you're the first caller today. You are the first caller as well, which is marvelous. Please go ahead.
Yes. My contribution today is I want to comment regarding on these people going to represent us on this convap. This Ike Mwachuku, this Dean Mwobodo, and this Omar Sander. Well, my EBO coordinator, you don't need to worry about these people. Let them just know that as they are going to this Abuja, we all know that they are not going to discuss any issue concerning Biafra. They are going to renew the zoo, to renew what they have started. But let them know that as they are going there, let them just take their family, their relations, alongside with them. They will not come back to Biafra land. We will destroy them. We will kill all of them. And anybody that has something to do with people, anybody who has something to do with them, we will destroy all of them. We know how to do that. We know how to do it. So that is my own contribution. That is what I want to just...
I agree with you. I agree with you in total. There must be a revolution. Without a revolution, we cannot go forward as a people. There has to be a revolution. Everything will have to be turned upside down. All these very criminal elite that has contributed nothing to the lives of the people, they have presided over misery. They have presided over abominable soil erosion, even in Anambra State. They have presided over the selling of little babies. They have presided over kidnapping. They have presided over squalor and poverty. They have presided over declining education standards. They have presided over unemployment. They have presided over lack of decent potable water. They have presided over lack of electricity. They have presided over lack of housing. They have done nothing. Can anybody tell me what they have done, with the exception of Simon Bakwe and Dr. Michael Okpara? Tell me any of these people. What did Ike Nwachukwu do? Omar Sander. What did this Hausa-born Igbo named person done for you? What have they done? Can somebody tell me? Everywhere is quiet. Nobody can tell us what they have done. Stella Odua, that came a few weeks ago, has done more than all of them put together. At least forever and ever, we'll remember that Enugu Airport was made international under the supervision of Stella Odua. That will go down in history books. Never, ever, ever, ever will it be deleted. Can somebody tell me what Omar Sander has ever done for our people? No one can tell me. What has Ike Nwachukwu done? Omar Sander, what have you done for your people? The answer is nothing. They've not done anything for us. But he's going to represent us. And on the way to Abuja, he will be going over the dead bodies of the people that he actually helped to kill. Our lines are open. Our Skype lines are also open. And we are still having those difficulties with Skype, with congestion, a lot of congestion on Skype. We need more equipment to be able to handle the volume of calls coming in. Our number once again is +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in the United States of America, and we are here to take your calls, and we must take your calls. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Emeku Mewane, calling from Ibuacha in Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
I follow this broadcast every Sunday. And I want to extend greetings to all the board of Radio Biafra. The person of Barisema Mezu, Uchemefo, Ike Chukwe Nyago, and the rest of them. I want to say that Chukwadama will bless everyone in his holy name.
He said.
And especially I want to thank Lola Karomuanide. That woman is a strong woman. She is a true Biafra. And Chukwadama will bless her.
You see?
Director, about this other man that called the other day, Peter Yezirika or something. I've been speaking with that man all these days. And I discovered one thing. That man is not the same man. Following the discussions we had, he cannot say one thing and remain on. He will say this one, he goes there, he jumps the other side, he goes there, he jumps the other side. The man was even trying to say that he didn't fight in the army again. That was not the issue. That the issue was about structure and the rest of them. That by being an Air Force officer, he's not there again. You know? And when I look at the way the man talks and the rest of them, I see that he's not the same man. And he confirmed to me that he confirmed it to me. That's okay. He said you were at a meeting in Houston. Yes, he said he went to find out how they are handling their finance. And he's not even their member. But he wants to know how finance was going. And he said, I told him, you are a madman, because You can't be wanting to know how we handle our money while you're not our member. So I want to say it so that people will understand the mental capacity of the man we are talking about. He says he's an intellectual. He's an illiterate. I told him to his face. That is for that. The next thing I want to talk about here is about somebody calling on air to inquire, to say similar thing like that man did. I think he shouldn't be taken at all. Anybody that will call on air to talk rubbish, to ask about funds, should be referred to go and join the family in his local place. And anybody who is not a member is not qualified to talk about funds at all. Then, members, the members themselves, should they have any to ask of funds, should go to the court director. Not calling director on air and talking rubbish. So director, I want to chip in that so that you say you put into consideration. And that thing is, you are our president. It's not because the person is imperative that the people should be calling and be talking rubbish. I think you should look into it and know how to harmonize it. So people should not call air anymore and behave in that manner. I'm not happy about it.
Thank Hello. You very much. Yes, of course you are. The whole world has heard what you've said. Yes, you are abundantly correct. But one thing I want to correct.
Yes,
I am not, and I can never be anybody's president. We are here to serve our people. Once Biafra has gotten my job, it's done. What I want to point out, however, from what you said, which is correct, and which I think is we need to implement it, is if you want to know anything, go to your local coordinator. Then if your local coordinator does not get any answer, you go to your national. If that doesn't happen, it will keep coming until it gets to me. And then I will announce it on the air.
Yes.
As simple as that.
Yes. That should be the procedure. Not calling on phone to say about the structure. He's not even a member. What's his business? He should first check out the structure of the name. Where he belongs. So I'm not going to have that to say it. Like I told you, you are our president or our leader.
My brother, I am not. To be honest with you, I am not. I'm making it very, very clear now so people understand this.
Okay.
I'm not anybody's president. Yes, let's go, please go ahead.
Okay, no problem. I want to talk about the people who are going to lead the Igbo to the conference. Ike Nwachukwu as the supposed leader that will lead the delegates. You see, appointing Ike Nwachukwu an Hausa man, all of us, you know, Ike Nwachukwu is an Hausa man. It's a known fact. He's even a 15-year-old. Appointing Ike Nwachukwu by President Jonathan to lead Igbo group to the conference has vindicated this struggle. It means that Igbo does not have representation in the conference. Ike Nwachukwu is going there to project the interest of the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, where he rightly belongs, not the interest of the Igbo, so to say. It's a known fact. It's obvious. So, automatically, the Igbos are not represented in the conference. And as a result, the Hausa is justified. And that's it. And these are a few things I want to talk about for now. Am I calling again?
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We have somebody on the line, and we're making it very clear, please. If you pick your call on Skype, you stay where you are. We'll come to you. I don't know why people are not disciplined. Do we have a caller on Skype now? Do we have a caller on Skype, please? I can see him, but he cannot. He's waiting for his voice to be heard. Can you hear me? He's not listening. He wants the voice to come through first before he is able to pick up. Please, this is Radio Biafra. You can call us. All our lines are open. I believe, do we have somebody on Skype again on the coordinator's line?
Hello, director.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Please go ahead.
This is Chukwuemeka Noriye for calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia, please, you're welcome to the program. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell what you want to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for the of our people of Biafra.
Thank you.
I want to assure you that we Biafra Indonesia are strongly behind you. Please allow me to make a little announcement. I want to inform all the Biafra here in Indonesia that we are having our second meeting of the month on Sunday, this coming Sunday, being 16th of March 2014. Venue is our usual venue. For the newcomers, they can visit our Facebook page for more information. Understand? So that's what I want to say. Now, time is 3:00, 3 p.m. Indonesian time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Those with announcements to make, please, can come via the coordinator's line. You know what it is, please. Carol Monday, if anybody doesn't have access to the coordinator's line, let them have it. People have announcements to make regarding their meetings. You do so via the coordinator's line. Avoid Radio Biafra Skype line meant for listeners. Avoid also coming via the phone as well. We have somebody on Skype, I presume. Can you give us your name and where you are, please? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. I'm speaking to you. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good afternoon from here.
Thank you. This is Frank Chibike Ebel. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
You're welcome to the program. I like what you people are doing in Dakar. If you're indeed one of us, are you part of the family in Dakar, in Senegal?
Yes, I am, sir.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. Actually, I want to start by thanking you and all the editorial board members of Radio Biafra. I want to thank you all for the great job you people are doing. I have one question and one contribution to make. Actually, my contribution is this. I overheard over the radio that Dr. Ike Dife is among the people that we are appointed to go for the confab. He is appointed to represent Anambra State. I was wondering, maybe this is the reason why he abandoned the job we gave to him to join these people.
No, but in fairness to him, he was the former Ohanaeze President General and also the chairman of Anambra's Anambra Elders Forum. So he is well grounded in the politics of Anambra. So if he's appointed to represent Anambra State, there isn't anything wrong with it at all, in my view and in my opinion. So in that regard, yes, that is fine. And he's also given me clarification around his joining of he didn't join APC. He was supporting an APC candidate in Ngige. He wanted a change in his state of Anambra. He was supporting Ngige, not APC. He is not a card-carrying member of APC. I thought it would be very, very prudent for us to make that clarification live on air. So if he's been appointed, we hope that he will go there to represent the views of Biafrans the way he expressed it in Eastern Pilot newspaper interview that he gave, where he stated categorically that he's a Biafran. So we hope he can carry that banner into the battle for us.
Okay, I want to, if he is listening, I want to use this medium to let him know that while he is going there, he should be representing the indigenous people of Biafra, because we are counting on him to defend and protect our interest.
Of course.
Yes, and the next thing I want to say is, Director, I also was listening to the radio, from about one FM station, and I overheard again that the BZM, Biafra Zion Movement or something like that, they claimed responsibility of the government house attack, Enugu State government house attack, and their president was saying or threatening that they are going for a second mission. They said that the first mission they went for, they were unarmed. That this second one they are going for, it will be bloody. They said that any resistance on them will meet with a bloody battle. And I want to ask you, is there any association or is there any affiliation we have with this very group? Because in my own opinion, I think what they are doing is commendable, but I think it's not well timed. What I'm saying is the timing is wrong. So I want to ask you, is there any affiliation we have with these people? Thank you.
No, we don't have any affiliation with them, because the principal man in question is not an honest, truthful, and reliable man. They declared Biafra on the 5th of November in the year of our Lord 2012. What became of that declaration? The money that Ojo Zokalo gave him has run out. Ojo Zokalo gave him 5 million naira. I'm very, very, very much aware of that. The money has run out. And now they're conducting another stunt, trying to raise money. He said he sent 500 people to Israel. Because of that, the Israeli government did not want to see me because they said that we talk so much nonsense when I went to Israel to go and see them. So when people come out and use the name of Biafra for stunt, ask him before he goes again, have you released the 50 people that you sacrificed on this very stunt they went for? Our people don't understand. If you say they say Hana Isioku, they are not cooperating. What is wrong with the truth? What is wrong with telling people the truth? It's just mere stunt. Or was Rike declared Biafra in 2000 in Aba? What became of it? He raised flag. The corpses are littered in the mortuaries. What became of it? It's empty stunt. Empty stunt. That is not how you organize to go and meet a formidable adversary. You plan, you go into a territory. Any move you make, you hold your ground. That's what we told them. We started Radio Biafra again. We said we cannot close anymore, so that when our ground operation starts, the world can hear your voice. You went for a ground operation with cutlass. And four sticks of broom to go and take a house. What type of nonsense is that? Boko Haram has been doing better. If we have to march against our enemies, we have to be more spectacular than Boko Haram. We have to shake the world. Please, if anybody knows this chap, let him stop wasting lives needlessly. That was what Wazirike did after wasting lives. He started campaigning for political parties. His own is coming. Today we've silenced Bilie. Tomorrow we'll silence this particular buffoon as well. Let them just go and sit down. If you don't have anything to do, you just go and pray. Do prayer and fasting for Biafra to come. Because when we hit the ground, the world will know we've arrived. We don't need to go to Nigerian Union of Journalists to go and announce to them. The world will know we have come. We don't need to pay any journalist to be talking nonsense. You went there, you sacrificed 50 boys. You came back. You said, when next we are going, we'll be armed. How about the 50 you went there for? Why didn't they catch you? Why did they catch your men and not you in particular? This is the thing with Africans and fighting for their freedom. You should be leading from the front, not from the back. You run away. You're looking for people to contribute money to you to go and storm the house again. The same nonsense you did before. Did we not warn them against declaring on the 5th? People said, oh, leave them. There is the creating awareness. I said awareness for how many years? What has Wazirike been doing for 10 years? Is that awareness? Our people must learn to strategize. Anytime you understand the strategies involved in freedom fighting, you will succeed. One step at a time, you take over a territory and you hold it. You hold it at all costs, not jumping from one fence to another. That is nonsense. Any day we hit the ground after our worldwide rally on the 30th, mankind will know that the indigenous people of Biafra have come, not jumping from one place to another. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This is Radio Biafra. The truth must be spoken. Wherever we find it, we are welcoming those of you joining us for the very first time. This is Radio Biafra. We want to work with people. After all, we're working with Ekwenche. Biafra Liberation Council is part of this very global phenomenon called the Indigenous People of Biafra. We are moving ahead. We are not here to entertain rubbish. We are not here for games or for jokes. Going to court for 30 years. What nonsense is that? Experimentation with Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. I presume you've been waiting for a long time. You will give me your name this time around and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me, these people, they don't listen, do they? They do not listen. Incapable of listening. I wouldn't want to command this type of men in battle. They don't listen to simple instruction. When you hear your voice, or when you hear my voice, so to speak, turn your system off and listen to me. They don't listen. How can we go to battle with this sort of men? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Amazing. Our people do not listen to instructions. No wonder we lost the war. They don't listen to simple instruction. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me, please. We want people who understand simple instructions to please call Radio Biafra. Not those who cannot follow simple instruction. When you hear my voice, you speak, you turn your system down. There is nothing wrong with our systems here. It is all fine and working very well. People are not speaking. I don't know if they're experimenting. I don't know if they've not had the experience of a live phone-in before. I don't know what is wrong with them. We need them to be very, very concise, to be precise, to understand that this is freedom fighting. We are not joking. We want to go and get Biafra, and we need men of honor and integrity. Men who are lion-hearted, and also the coordinator's line is also open. We want people who understand how to speak to us when they call. If you call us, you turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Give me your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? No, they cannot hear me. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. You understand the way it works here. Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, your name and where you are. Please, I can hear you. Your name and where you are.
My name is Okotuku Wilfredeze.
And where you could turn your system down, please. We say this all the time. The world is listening to us. We are not being professional, and it makes me sick. I can't understand why you cannot be professional and do something like professional people. Turn your system down. Balataya, if we take your call, you turn your system down. How can that be difficult? Our brother called us from Iguacha, which you call Port Harcourt. He understood it. He knows how it works. My dear Lord, I don't understand sometimes. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue anyway. We must attempt to take your calls. That is what we are here for, to take your calls. And also for the barrister to please try and get back to me. If you come back to me via the normal coordinator's line, I will very much appreciate it. To leave the other lines open for our callers to call, please. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. And we want you to speak your mind, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, I don't think you can. I do not think you can.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you turn your system down, please?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please turn your system down. Turn it down.
My name is Ogotuku Wilfred. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm talking concerning the people that are going to represent the black ones in Aso Rock, Zoo. My concern is that those people, when they go there and talk rubbish, honestly, they are going to pay for it. This time around, we are not going to tolerate any of them. We are not going to tolerate what they did previously to Igbos. We are very, very annoyed with them. Ikemwachukwu is a saboteur, and we are not going to take any notions for him. If he's going there to renew the amalgamation record, our court, with the zoo government, we are not going to take it. No matter if he's a military man, he's only going to two bullets with his family. We are going to kill them and burn down the country. Dinobodo is owing me. He made me to be what I am today, to leave the zoo and come down to Malaysia suffering. My money rubbish in Savannah Bank. So he is going there now to go and accord with the zoo government. I'm not going to take it with him. Dinobodo, I promise that whenever he goes there and talk rubbish about the Biafrans, he's going to pay for it with his family. This is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I need to understand that. We need those with the contact details of all these men to make it available to us so that we can ask them if you have the contact number of Omar Sander. I don't think you will. He's a Hausa man. Omar Sander. They just gave him Ike Nwachukwu to say that is where the person that impregnated the Hausa woman comes from. Most people do not know this man, that this man killed us. This same Omar Sander was the one responsible for our slaughter. I find the same outrage and indignation. I am feeling it now the same way I felt it when His Excellency was buried with green, white, green. His Excellency was buried with green, white, green of the Nigerian flag. They conquered him in life and they conquered him in death, which is an absolute humiliation. And people were jumping all over the place saying he got a state funeral. That was the day I knew the depth of the stupidity of some of our people. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Carlo Agu calling from Malaysia.
Carlo Agu, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm from Akano, Ethiopia, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the good work that you have been doing for us. And I call now to comment a little about the presentation that they have made on our behalf. In the person of Omar Sander, I want to give my fellow viewers a little history about this man. This man in disguise, his name is Omar Sander of the Nigerian Army, and he was born and raised in the north, and he married from Sokoto and Hausa woman. During the Civil War, Omar Sander was a lieutenant at the break of Ndobu School, and he was moved to Army Headquarters, Provost, and after moved to join Lieutenant Colonel Murtala Mohammed Division at Banjo Invasion. There, he became a company commander. He commanded company battalion all through Ore, confrontations to the banks of Niger River to Onitsha. Not only that, he fought against his king, Omar Sander commanded the battalion that massacred 3,000 civilians who came out to sing One Nigeria. He is in company with Murtala Mohammed, and they massacred all these civilians. Director, I have been enraged since 3 days ago when one of the stupid men came on air to talk nonsense about what we are doing. In fact, because of that, most of us here in Malaysia, we have increased our support for Radio Biafra. We have increased it into tenfold because we can never be challenged by Egypt. Thank you, Director. I don't want to go more. I just want to give a brief history of what this man has done to us.
Let me
give time for others to say something.
Yeah.
Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless Biafra, and God bless all indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they may be this moment listening to us. Thank you, Director.
He said, thank you very much. And people wonder why I love Malaysia so much. The affrontery from the man, from the senile man, he said is an old man who is lying. Where we come from, we call it okay, sona banyena ji. An old man lying like a little baby, like the 5-year-old younger brother he mentioned, who was serving in the army. Even a 5-year-old cannot lie. A grown-up man lying before the whole world. 1 minute he comes from Ipore. The next minute, he comes from Creek Road. The next minute, he's from Bend. He doesn't even know where he comes from. Because he's been in a place where sugar contained in ice cream, contained in soda, where the fat from hamburger has clogged up his brain. He cannot reason properly anymore. These are the people who are here. These are the people that is making our life difficult, and thank goodness for the likes of the people of Biafra in Malaysia. That is why they are formidable, and that is why everybody knows I'm partial to them. That is why I love the people of Malaysia. They saw it as a challenge, not just upon the integrity of Radio Biafra, but as a challenge to be confronted head on as indigenous people of Biafra, and they have done so. I wish other people can understand. That is why I keep saying all the time that when we settle down, the first particular battalion we shall form on the ground will be made up. In fact, the entire officer class will come from Malaysia. because Malaysia must be remembered for what they have done in this very struggle, in this era. That is how to think like a freedom fighter. When people challenge you, rise to the occasion. This man, I never knew, I must confess. This very lecture we got, very brief lecture, I never knew. That this man was the person responsible, commanded the company that slaughtered our people. Under Murtala Mohammed. And he is the man going to represent you. And people are wondering why Chukwu Abiam abandoned them. I told you people, if you go to Igbo meeting in England, they will tell you. When I come to meeting, they jump to the, they run away. Wherever they run, it runs away. Because I tell them the truth. They do not like the truth. But the truth must be spoken, because this is Radio Biafra, not just any other radio station. They must understand it. Radio Biafra, not like any other. No other radio station does news the way we do it. That is why we are formidable. For the people of Malaysia, people that come from Malaysia, from United Kingdom, people from Germany, people from here in the USA, those of them that understand the essence of what we are doing, we say thank you very much. Because of you, Biafra is going to be free. Our lines are free, our lines are open. We must go and take this very call. This is Radio Biafra, after all, I'm in the USA. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, this is Chikalu Agu, my line cut off.
A cut off, go ahead.
I'm still giving my fellow Biafrans the information about this man. Under Buhari and the Jagos government, he was sent as a military governor of Imo State. It is imperative that we understand his legacy as a governor. This man, we came to know as Brigadier General Ike Ruat, who came solely to stop progress in Imo State as a military junta. We are surprised at the progress in the Igbo under 4 years made under Dr. Mbakwe. It was Ike Ruat who stopped rural electrification in Imo State. It was him that stopped and changed the original plan of the state airport at international airport. It was Ike Nwachukwu who instated disaster to the experience in Aba today. Under the Sam Mbakwe, Ndegoro drainage project was in top gear to control flooding in Aba. It was a gigantic project. Ike Nwachukwu stopped it and that project was never revisited. Aba flooding today would have been taken care of if he had completed the project. Mbakwe used industries in all the local governments in the state to alleviate unemployment problems there. Those industries were sold under privatization issues, and Ike Nwachukwu bought most of them and performed projects to penetrate international market, was producing eggs and chicken that was the entire Imo State. Ike Nwachukwu stopped it. Today, that farm site is a jungle. The Zenith industry located in MBC was bought by Ike Nwachukwu also. Until today, it is no more there. Under Mbakwe, a rural pipeline water designed to supply clean water to all autonomous communities in Imo State at that time. Under this project, the village were receiving the first time clean water. Hello?
We are listening attentively. Go ahead.
Okay. The company responsible for this hydro electrification project, when Ike Nwachukwu became the governor, he stopped the project and also removed lay pipe and sold the equipment. He also underdeveloped over the open and destroyed the structure and original plans of over the development, making it possible for looters to feast on the misery life of our people. Remember, Oslo? Have you wondered what happened to that company that was responsible for keeping the old Imo urban center clean? It was stopped. And the trucks were sold to foreign companies. How about Amara station? You can also stop this operation and advertise it, which Onyar Willem completed by selling it to another foreign company. Director, the evils of this man, I have been reading it since before they cook. We are located at the Ebu Road, near Mechanic Village. As I said, the transfer state was also stopped by this stupid ecological. Now, the facts are very, very clear, and this man is a war criminal. It will be fair for him to come open and face criminal justice than going to the national, this man is supposed to be killed. Therefore, I am very, very angry for what is happening. Now we have to start looking for the contact and the addresses of their families, their children, their family members, their villagers, the people who know them. We have to start looking immediately. We are very, very angry. This thing is over. We cannot continue with this. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Director. Thank you, for dear friend.
Thank you very much. And this is what we keep saying all the time. Why people must listen to Radio Biafra. The news you think you will not be able to hear on Radio Biafra, you will hear it. This man has been exposed now. These are the damages that this man did to our people. Damage upon damage upon damage. Unbelievable. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the line, on the phone line, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling from. It is important we announce you to the world properly.
Yes, very much important. This is Kechukwu. I'm calling from Enugu, the coordinator of Biafran Enugu.
Thank you very much.
I decided to talk because of some issues. Director, I must say a very big thank you for the job well done, and I must commend all the people working with you directly there, and other Biafra fans worldwide, and supporters of Biafra fans. However, I am saddened over the issues in our land, because currently I can say that I can give 100% facts and figures of going on in our land, in Biafra land. Currently, the people that are being projected as representative of Igbos are their meetings. And before the meeting commences, they already tell the audience that some people have been chosen from Abuja. I am telling you something I witnessed, not the state, not hearsay anyway. You people are talking about Ike Mashuku. I can authoritatively give you another person on the name of what is it called? Olisabakoba.
Yes.
We are told in a meeting in Enugu that he has been chosen, and we protested that these men are living in Lagos, for example. They know little or nothing about what we are passing through here in Biafra land. And we are talking about the liberation of our land and our people. Automatically, Ike Mwachukwu, Elizabeth Koban, so many of them, as well as Jim, I was in their meetings. I tried to track whatever they are doing. I am not speaking here, this guy. My name is Okechukwu, and they don't know me. They know what I'm capable of doing here. These men are not representing our people. The problem is not even representing, they are not even representing themselves. They are representing some people that we do not know. Some people that know little or nothing about our pride. And these people are the haters of our people. This so many atrocities that are going on here, they don't care about it. I'm taking data of most of the things that are going on wrong here in Biafra land, especially in Enugu city. We have about 18 factories closed down. These were active during the days of our grandfathers, the names of Akanegans and Emayo Farai. I have the names and figures. I have the facts. These people are there when we protest of the land they give to the Abokis, Iberia Grand. While we are talking about our massacred families and friends during the war.
No, no, hold on. You said something important. So they gave land to Hausa people to bury a ground, but they cannot build a memorial for the war dead. Yes?
Yes, sir. And the problem is that we wanted to put the burial ground down, but though I told some of our men that we may need to hold on so that everybody will not see before we take action. Because our people are charged. It's only that we are holding them that we don't want unnecessary violence this time around. They want to do things like learned people. They want to do things with wisdom and knowledge. Otherwise, we can do it. I do not see anything they will put. I can tell you that most of those factories closed down here, like Niger 10, for example, Niger State, for example, Niger Gas, for example. These companies were closed down by the Afghans and the Westerners. I have the names of their past directors and board of directors. I wonder where our people, and I'm called the same thing. We have the facts, the figures, adverbs, as well as, in short, there is a problem here. People may not know, or people say they don't understand. They feel concerned, but there is a lot of problems that we need to fix as soon as possible. Otherwise, everything is heading to doom. And I decided to call today based on this issue of representatives. We do not have any representatives.
Now, thank you very much for that. Yes, what I want to find out from you is, do you have a list of these industries that are shut down around Enugu? These industries that Nwobodo presided over, or that all these conspirators against our people presided over their closure. Do you have that list with you?
Yes. The list of the companies. Hello?
Yes, the list of the companies closed down where people should have been working, but instead they are trekking through Sahara Desert and swimming through the Mediterranean, drowning and dehydrating and dying on their way. When they get to Europe, they are thrown into prison. They are dying because industries where they come from have been deliberately closed down by the same men today going to Abuja to go to Confab for us.
We have the...
Give us the names, please. The names of the industries shut down.
The Niger Sand, the Coal Corporation, Avop, Cashew Plantation, the Adani, the Adalice, Anamco, the Motor Manufacturing Company, Eastern Plastics, the very first steel company in West Africa, and Niger Gas. Hello?
The world is listening attentively and I'm making a note as we are going along. You said Niger Gas, yes?
Yes.
Is Anamco, is it the Anambra State Aluminium Company, Anamco? Is it the aluminium that make aluminium windows? Is that correct?
No. Anamco is a number model manufacturing company.
That is correct.
It's a Mercedes-Benz plant site.
Yes,
that is true. Covers about, Eminite is a different company. That one is the aluminium and the roofing manufacturing company.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Eminite is closing down too because of poor management. But we are just working.
You have forgotten ABC. You have forgotten ACB Bank. Yes, ACB Bank. Remember ACB Bank?
I'm not even talking about banks now. I'm talking about companies that will employ thousands of our people.
Okay.
Banks may not be. If I should read banks, the companies and the closed company may escalate to up to 50 or more. But we have so many of them now.
Please continue.
We are having a small number of unemployed graduates here in the eastern part right now.
Okay,
according to our data.
Ogechukwu, I want you to do you have the list in front of you, or you are saying it from your head? Do you have the list in front of you? We want the world to hear this, because governments of the world are listening. We want them to know why we come to their countries to be unemployed. That Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba people conspired to close down our industries. They closed down our banks that could have advanced credit to this country, to this company, to remain open. Read out the names of all the companies you have.
And the only NMTC depot that is not functional in Nigeria is the only one in Enugu, the MNA depot. That is the only NMTC that is not functional in the whole of Kati State of the Federation. So, in short, there are too many of them mentioned offhand. So I will get the list as soon as
prepare
I can.
The list.
I have them in my cupboard. Let me check it and I will call back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Ezekiel Chukwu there with you. Is our own Secretary of State there with you?
Yes, sir.
Please give him the phone because he needs to speak. He's been trying to get through.
Okay, sir.
This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we have here a list of companies, a very small list of companies that could have been functioning and employing our people. But because they want us to leave our land where we come from, because they want to impoverish us, and the same people who are responsible for closing down these companies are the ones they have sent to Abuja to represent us. In other words, let them go there and kill us off completely. Those who are leaving, you should be very, very afraid. Very, very afraid. Ikechukwu, do we have you on the line?
Thank you very much, Matt. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Please go ahead. So is the whole world. We can hear you loud and clear. You're doing very well in our headquarters. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. For the sake of reiterating, my name is Ike Chukwenyag, and I'm calling you here from Biafra, and I want to start by thanking you, Director, for the grace, you may call it the grace, the ability, the resilience, the commitment, the understanding and the will to keep delivering that Chukwu Abiyama has bestowed on you, and I know that what God starts finishes in beauty, finishes in excellence. That's why if somebody like me follows you, that's why their friends are listening to your voice, that's why Chukwu Abiyama has accepted your sacrifice and commitment. My brother, whom you heard his voice, is Okechukwu, is the coordinator of Enugu in Biafra land. By the grace of God, Enugu remains the capital of Biafra, and everyone here is a most severe punishment for not accepting the restoration of Biafra. It is upon and only upon Biafra that we will understand who Chukwu Abiyama is and what he has intended for us. I call upon everyone, no matter where you are, who you are, to maximize your understanding, increase your understanding, expand your commitment towards the restoration of Biafra.
Dante, have we lost you? Ikechukwu, have we lost you?
No, I'm sorry, I have less than 1 minute here. It's amazing how they speech is delivering. Yesterday I was so excited, I said MTN is it. But today, after having dumped in 4.5 gigabytes there, they have decided to come against the truth. Therefore, they will suffer. I'm going to cut off now, and they are going to cut me off in a short while. But we have tens of thousands of data plan here. What of data plan here? They can't allow us to. Can you still hear me, Director?
Loud and clear, we can hear you now. You have come back. Please continue.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. I call upon coordinators or national coordinators or reps to take action to see that everything that is needed presently will want the office set. I thank those who are coming.
We may have lost him completely this time around. I can finish for him. We need every zonal coordinator, every rep, everybody wherever you are to double your effort. Everybody, regardless of where you are on this planet, is incumbent upon you to support this very struggle. And we are doing marvelous things, believe you me, which we are not at liberty to disclose, but very soon you shall hear about it. This is Radio Biafra. Please, our lines are open. I am also sure that I missed the call from the barrister himself. I don't know what is going on. We are here trying to expand our systems and our equipment to ensure that we can handle the inflow of traffic coming into our systems. It is really, really putting pressure on us. It is putting pressure on us, and we'll try and have it rectified. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. That this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission from the Eastern Seaboard of the United States of America. And the barrister is with me with every certainty. I can proclaim that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has rejoined me. Barrister, you may proceed.
Thank you, Director. Yes, I've been on traffic, to be honest. But I'm glad I'm with you again. You see, all we've been explaining here on Radio Biafra is nothing but all we've been saying. We see ahead of time, we know ahead of time. I'm sure you've heard me many times say social engineering. We've said it many times that the British will, of course, give you House of Boko Haram how to disorganize the Biafrans so that they will not come back together to ask and look for Biafra. That is only but the only reason why all industries are closed down, so that our people will be all over the whole world. When you have nothing in the stomach, you won't find any reason to go and fight or ask for what belongs to you. It was deliberate that nothing will ever work in Biafra land. That's why the houses are overrunning us in every city you have in Biafra land. That's why we need all of this. And that is why Radio Biafra is existing. We know what is happening. We know that all these things are architectured by the British government, making sure that no single Biafran industry or company is in existence. We know all these directors. That's why we are continuously lamenting. Because when somebody coming to cheat you, you see them from afar, you carry on walking, or you make sure that you bring the power of that person who is trying to cheat you down. Director, we know. We are all aware. All of us on Radio Biafra and those who support us, we are aware of what is happening. And that is why we keep shouting on a daily basis. Every evening, we're talking about restoration of Biafra. What are the causes why Biafra was brought down in the first place? Because the Biafrans are clever. They're intelligent. They're not stupid. We did not do anything. We did not go to war with anybody. We did not take over any single country. He's not going to steal anything from any country. It was just envy, and deliberate action. That is why we are the way we are. Director, I tell you, God is our witness. We will do all we can to bring Biafra back. And those that have caused all this, they will die one by one. Chukwuebuka will make sure that all of them are buried before we come to that. And this time, we are not looking back. And we are coming by force. No excuse from any bloody individual who will tell us otherwise. That they will deliberately close down what we supposed to have to sustain us. What we supposed to have in our land to keep us alive. You are going to house up Fulani, Boko Haram, deliberately marched us down. Supported by the British engineering and their own work. We've discovered it, we know, and we are working against it until Biafra comes back. We will do all these things with anger. We are not looking back. We will not succumb to get what belongs to us, Director, in any way you can imagine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The voice of the barrister is unmistakable. And this is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are announcing that our lines are open. This is the interactive session of Radio Biafra daily transmission, 6 p.m. in London, 7 p.m. where we come from in Biafra land, that very holy land, that sceptered land, that land that God gave to our ancestors, that land we are going to go back to worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. I do not wish anybody death at all. No, I don't. I want some of them to leave to see Biafra. But we know what is going to happen. It has started already. They are all going to perish. All of them. Those people that killed their own kind. They answered the names of the enemy. They came with guns, with machetes and with bullets. And they mowed down innocent men, women and children. Those same people today, they have made Lord and masters over our lives. And they have been selected against our wishes to go to Abuja to represent us. And we say no to that. We say that all these people who have been designed in hell to bring misery and shame upon the land of Chukwuabiam cannot prevail over us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you're calling from. As for us, we are in the United States of America. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? No, I don't think they can. This is Radio Biafra. Somebody called us on the phone. I don't know what they're doing. Their line is still running. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me for some reason. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on because we can hear you. I can get the static from your line, but you cannot hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone.
I can hear.
Jesus. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me.
Live clear.
What is your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Ezenaya Ogidi, calling from Karlsruhe, Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead. The world is listening. You were on the phone. I was saying, can you hear me? You weren't saying anything.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Please go ahead.
So, I just want to tell all the Bear fans all over the world that this is our time. We have been slave for many years under Nigeria. And we have a golden opportunity to have Biafra between this year and next year. So if you are Biafra, wherever you are on this earth, on this planet, try as much as possible. Contribute in any way. Make sure, if we fail to have Biafra between this year and next year, I don't want to be a slave forever. So I'm afraid if we fail to have a Biafra between this year and next year, Biafrans will be slaves under Nigeria forever. So please, my fellow brothers, wherever you are, stand up, fight for these freedom fighters, join hands. Please, in any way you can contribute, idea, money, anyhow, please, we are not going to waste this year and next year. Biafra is in our hands. Nobody can get Biafra for us. The Westerner cannot get Biafra for us. The Americans cannot come to our homeland and fight for us. We are going to fight for ourselves. And this is time. This year and next year. Wherever you are, please, please, I beg you in the name of Chukwuabiam, we have to join together. We have to fight and get land to call Biafra peace. Thank you very much, Director. This is all my message.
Thank you very much, and it's well taken. And I want to use this same opportunity to advise those of you who are in Germany, and I thank you for your call, please. There is a meeting of all the coordinators in Germany under the direction of Antonin Zurumike, who is now our overall national in Germany, our national coordinator. Let us go to the line. Can you hear me? No, as I wanted to go to the line, they disengaged. I don't know what is going on. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, man.
Can you turn your system down, please? Can you turn it down? I can hear it.
Director, I can hear you loud and clear. I'm calling from Germany, Stuttgart, Mr. Onuzurike.
Onuzurike.
Yeah.
Please, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. Director, what I want to say is, I've heard all your commentary and so on and so forth. What do we actually need that, because the way I'm hearing this news every day is becoming amazing. So what do you actually need from now or before our demonstration that we can make sure we start action over our place? You have to try and list all those things down. If it is money to buy whatever we want to buy, arms and so, and send it to all the coordinators.
Yes, we need arms, of course we do. And we are going to rest. We want to deliver, hang on, let me finish, please. We want to deliver everything we said we have taken money from you to do. That is what we are doing. We deliver one thing at a time. Once we deliver on what we have promised you in the past, then we come for another one. Our people must be prepared. That is why we have said to everybody, every national coordinator, if you're not able to meet your monthly quota, you cannot be part of us. We need to buy guns and bullets and bombs and arms. I'm saying it in America. Very, very open. The same way the Americans fought the British. The same way that George Washington fought the British using guns, arms and bombs is the same way I want to bomb away all the evil in my land. The same thing that was good for America should be good for Biafrans as well. That's all I'm saying. That is why I say it openly. We need to make sure that we are armed to the teeth.
I have another thing to say.
Go ahead.
This is our case. We need to send down home now. Can you tell the all the coordinators? Anyway, my coordinator, I'm working with him very strongly, so we know ourselves. We are meeting almost every week. So can you just tell us what much with these things will it take us to send these things home very quick? Maybe from now to the case of this month, so that maybe we'll make emergency meetings all over the world.
Yes, we will tell you people when the time is right. The money you have contributed so far is working very well. We don't have any need to come back to you for more regarding our transmitter, because here we speak the truth. We are living
because of the transmitter. Maybe the other things we need to send home now. I want because I'm working very hard with my coordinator, so we can talk to our people here if we can do something before, because they are saying that we need to send something. We need urgent action so that this thing will go home. Let us do it so quick so that it will go home before then. Let the coordinators, all the worldwide coordinators, have emergency meeting. We'll do it and let us show it another thing. Please, thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Of course. Onyema is still getting hang of the things that he's supposed to be doing, and very shortly, of course, we hope to be able to round that bit of things up. But anytime we come to United States for a purpose, right now there is no need to come to you on an emergency basis. We are asking you to ensure that your monthly contribution keeps coming in. That's all we're asking for now. Do we have a caller on Skype? Let us see. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have people on Skype today. I don't know. Perhaps they are first-time callers. They call us and we are waiting for them, and they are not saying anything. I can't understand for the life of me what that is supposed to mean. I can hear them, the static and the noise on the background, but they can't hear me because they're not listening.
Hello, Mama. Are you talking to me?
You are too far away from your system. That is why we can't hear you. Oh my goodness me, our people. May Lord give us common sense and brain to endure what is to come, because our people, it seems to me, some of us do not listen to simple instruction. Very, very simple instruction. We fail to take it. Can you give us your name, please? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I cannot hear anything from them. This is Radio Biafra. And we must continue. I do not know what is wrong. People are calling. They're not saying anything. I can't understand for the life of me what the problem is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Please. You're a welcome relief. Thank you very much. Yes, please, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very, very well. Please, can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Can I talk to Director Namdi, please?
Speaking. I am the one. You're listening to me, not from Skype, but from your listening device. And there is a delay. So speak to me via Skype, please. The world will hear your voice.
Okay, please, Director, my name is Judith. I'm calling from Cork.
You're calling from Cork?
Yes, please.
And what is your surname?
Oh, my surname is Mbakwe. My name is Judith Mbakwe.
Thank you very much, Judith. Can you turn your system that you're listening with down, or you move away from where you are, because we can hear the voices coming through?
Okay, can you just give me a second, please?
Of course we will. We'll give a second. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please, we are waiting for our dear sister calling us from Cork in Ireland to be able to adjust her system and then come back to us. She has something to say to us, I presume.
Hello?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
I have contributions to make.
Go ahead.
First of all, it's regarding children. I can't just get my head around the babies they are selling. My question in this regard is, the babies themselves are given birth to by children themselves. And I can't get my head just around it. Those children who give birth to babies, where are their parents? And who pregnants them? And where do they take these babies to? I can't get my head around it. It's just so unfortunate that things like this could happen in Biafra land. If it were in Nigeria, we wouldn't mind them. But now that it is happening in Biafra, I can't understand it. I don't know, where are the parents of those children? Where are those babies taken to? Where are they sold to? One thing they fail to realize is that in the next 15 to 20 years' time, if those children are still alive, wherever they are, those that are alive, they will come back. They will ask for their father and they will ask for their mother. By then, if the mother is 18 years now, in the next 20 years, she is going to be 38. And then the woman herself will then be in serious trouble. What will she tell the child? If it's a boy, what will she tell the boy? What stories will she tell them? And if the children's parents, I don't mean the babies now, because I just want to clarify, just make a demarcation between the children and the babies. The children now are the mothers. And then where are the mothers of these children? So I can't just get my head around it. It's a shame to that place called Nigeria. Let them come over to this part of the world. How children are being treated. From the womb, children are educated. I want to quote Maria Montessori. She said it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. When our young men are running away from Biafra all over the world, then the children who are born are being saved. Who then is left in the country? The Bible says, sin is a reproach to a nation, but righteousness exalts a nation. And for those of them who don't know what is happening, after your God, the next thing to call is your nation. After calling your God, whatever you believe in, after calling on that thing, the next thing you call is your nation. If your nation is poor, if your nation is not at peace, if your nation does not have rest, it determines how far you will go in your future. And that is the more reason why we should not opt for Biafra.
I agree with you. Go ahead, please. Yes. We are listening attentively. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so again, the next thing I want to say is the men who call Radio Biafra to come and disgrace themselves, to come and show themselves, if they were at all agitating for Biafra and they can't get it, and then they see somebody who is doing it, is it reminding them of what they were supposed to do that they could not do? I want to tell the men of Biafra, if the men would not get us Biafra, the women will get Biafra. Oh, the women will come out. We will come out in our own very self and we will get Biafra. It's a shame that you have a country and you leave your country and you are slaving for other people in their country for 20 years, 30 years, 35 years, 40 years. Will you grow old in Biafra? A lot of people in this country, they are doing care job, looking after the elderly people in Western world. Go to your own country. Your elderly ones are being killed in the farm. They go to the farm and the Hausa Fulani people kill your elderly ones. Nobody minds them. Nobody looks after them. Their children have all left the village. They have all gone out. Your own old people, your own old father, your own old mother, your aged mother, most of them have not seen their grandchildren. And I heard in the program one time when a 70-year-old woman was killed in the farm, and it was alleged that the son is abroad. What is a 70-year-old woman doing in the farm? What is a 70-year-old woman doing in the farm? So to men, some of the men here that is calling the show to mess the show up, if you can't do something and you see somebody doing it, why don't you at least, okay, if it's so agitating, just sit down in your house and listen. Why should men call the show and come and expose themselves? It's a shame. I will say it again, if the men would not come together and let us support them, the women will go forth and we will get Biafra. Margaret Thatcher was a prime minister in Britain, and she led Britain. She ruled them all, both men and women. The current prime minister, I'm not very good with politics. The current person now in Australia is a woman. She's leading both men and women and children.
And in Germany as well, you've forgotten Angela Merkel, who is effectively the leader of Europe. She's also a woman.
Oh yeah. It's just very appalling and very disgraceful. I want to tell you, Director Nandu, something in me tells me that you are genuine. See, even if you tie turban, from your head to your toe, and just have a little opening, and you promise us you will get us Biafra, we will follow you until we get Biafra.
He said, and I can't tie turban. And all of those people who are our detractors, I have flawed them today. They are in hiding. They can't come out. Only one document. There are many left, though. I only brought out one single document, and they're in retreat. I have bundles of emails. Everything I tell our people is the truth. If I tell you somebody is a criminal, that person is a criminal. And that is why I have said to our people, if you don't run away from Bilie Human Rights Initiative, they're like a Trojan horse. They will destroy us as a people. They are liars. They are working with APC. Proven. One document today and they are all finished. They are scurrying away. Because if you turn the light off at home, we grew up in the village. You see cockroaches, they will come out. As soon as you turn the light on, the cockroaches will run away. Today I have turned the light on and they have all scampered away. Only one document. There are countless and countless and countless tons of emails. Only one document I retreat. With only one single document I released today, if you go to my Facebook page, you will see it. Only one single document. All the nonsense, all the lies came to a halt. Everybody's in shock. One document only. They are evil. They can try, my dear sister, but they cannot prevail against the might, against the decree, against what Chukwu Abiyama has ordained. No man can stop it. They are about to find out between now and next year that zoo will burn. It's my promise. It will burn to the people. Write it down on a piece of paper. I say to them, not this stunt homework and excuse, Gary. You went to a Enugu house. You dashed them 50 boys. Give me 50 boys and army, and the zoo will fall.
Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry to cut you in now. Do you know that in the I live here in Ireland, there was a man called Patrick. Patrick drove away all the snakes.
All the snakes in Ireland. Yes, St. Patrick.
And could we not reason that before he embarked on his journey, that he must have been told by some people that the snake will also kill him?
That is correct.
Something like that must have happened. But Patrick came. And if one man, they didn't say he was accompanied by two or three or four men. I'm not saying that your cohorts are not good. They are very, very good. And we need them all by your side. If Patrick could come to Ireland and all the snakes that were coming into people's houses, biting them and they were dying, if he could drive out all the snakes that were killing them, I wonder why we will not get Biafra. I wonder why we will not get Biafra. I love Biafra. I love Biafra. I have a poem for Biafra, just 3 to 4 lines.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. My poem goes thus. Biafra, oh Biafra. Biafra, my fatherland. Biafra, the land of my ancestors, from whose loins I was given birth to. When shall I come to you, oh Biafra? I love you, Biafra. Long live Biafra. Long live the good people of Biafra. Long live Director Nnamdi. Long live Barrister Ememezu. Long live all the editorial board of Biafra. I can't wait to see Biafra. Thank you, Director. That's just my contribution.
Thank you very, very much. It was more than a contribution. It was an enlightenment. It was a lecture in men to understand their position before the women take it over. So we are indebted to you, and thank you very much. I do not know if we have a caller on the phone, but if we do, we request this caller to give us his or her name and where they're calling from. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, the people of Biafra. This is Lota Chuku Okolie, the National Coordinator of Norway. Our Skype is jammed, so I cannot be able to get us through our Skype.
Yes.
So I decided to call through our line. So my director, you know, sometimes I find it difficult to speak up. I don't always, I'm a man of low speech. I don't always have many words to say. But I always trust much in action. So, this night I am just calling to just make a little announcement on our upcoming meeting here in Norway. And also, I want to use the opportunity as well to ginger our people up here in Norway, because I don't understand why our people will be feeling so comfortable here. You know, feeling comfortable, why our people down home will be dying. They don't care. They don't want to contribute anything meaningful towards the restoration of our country, Biafra. So here, I just want to announce our upcoming meeting in Oslo comes tomorrow. Tomorrow being Saturday the 15th of March, we will be having our meeting tomorrow. And anyone who is in Oslo, Norway, to note down this number for direction. The number is 9125858891 or 9888-2095. The main aim of the meeting tomorrow is to discuss about our upcoming demonstration. I want to use this time to make our people to understand here that it's not about talking about Biafra in your closet. The people in Norway here that knows much about Biafra are elderly people. This young generation now don't know much about us. So the demonstration that we are planning is to showcase the restoration of Biafra to everybody. So if you truly support Biafra to come, if you truly love your nation, if you truly know that this life of slavery that we are into, you know, is giving you stress or trouble, you have what you can do to make this upcoming demonstration a success. I am pleading to everyone here in Norway, because it's my zone, it's where I cover, to please come out. I've tried what I have to reach every one of you, even on phone. Many of you now are no longer picking my calls. But I know that you are listening wherever you are right now to the broadcast. Now, I am doing this thing today does not mean I will remain in it forever. I know that very soon, Biafra is coming. That's the one that will you to me. Very soon, we will be free. But I want you to understand that a tree cannot make a forest. As you are listening to me, if you know the people to meet, you begin to meet them, therefore it's not the Kalo, it's not, you know, my own property. It's of every citizen of Biafra. So I am now urging you as well to come out. I have been telling you guys to come out and raise money for our demonstration material from China. every one of you have been paying this ear towards that call. But I know that each and every one of us living in the here is comfortable. But how comfortable are you to see our people down home there crying, dying every day? People are giving birth, you know, selling out their child to be able to feed. And you are here comfortable. I want you to have a conscience. Think towards your life and the life of the people that will let them home. I want you to come out and see what you can do to support this movement. We are only asking you to contribute so that we can able to secure our demonstration materials. It's not something that will just appear. We want to work them in China, and time is running out of us. Without money, Chinese factory cannot produce those things for us. And I want to say here that making demonstration on the street without Biafran demonstration, without Biafran materials, flags and banner and co, we will look like one set of mad people, walking on the street. So I am telling you categorically here to come up and see what you can do. I have sent you the number where you will contribute whatsoever that you want to contribute towards the demonstration a success. But many of you are still paying this year to the call. I am urging you to please do something. See what you can do. Do something so that people here in Norway, both the youth and will come. Movement.
We are losing.
We back on.
Yes, but we lost you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and again, I want to urge my coordinator in the city of Bergen. Bergen is one of the biggest cities here, second largest city of Norway. Please, I want you to make this job easy as well, because all eyes is on me. I'm like telling you now to hasten up what you are doing in that city. And then meet up our people. Tell our people about this particular movement so that you guys will come up and hold a meeting, even once. Because I know we have so many Biafrans living there in Bergen. So I am speaking this word directly to my coordinator in Bergen City, in the presence of Philip Kanuku. I am telling you to speed up things. You know, meet your people there. Their friend duty as your duty, as your personal duty, number one. And also, I our people as well inform them to speed up things. Let us just come out and see what we can do to make this restoration process a success. I don't have much thing to say, sir, but I just only want to encourage our people here in Norway, you know, to work more. I believe we can do it. Let us just work in unison to make this particular restoration, a success. And also to thank you, my director, Nandi Kalu. You are a very honest and genuine man. I am telling you from the depth of my heart. You know, I don't just follow things. You know, I know I look very well before following anything that I'm following. I followed the broadcast of maybe 2 days ago, what the man from America there just called and made certain stupid comments. Before it happened early this morning, my director, you anything that the man was like claiming. So that also boosted my morale and gave me much confidence, you know, to trust and walk with you till death do me part. So I just want to encourage everyone here to see this call as a very genuine and meaningful call. Thank you, and may God bless all their friends everywhere in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. I welcome that. I released one document only. There are many to come. Only one. And they're in hiding. Let them come out and speak. They can't now. How can they? When men lie, they continue to run. I do not lie. I do not lie. This is Biafra we are talking about. Biafra is sacred. Our land soccer, Biafra. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, I believe, is our dear sister Ngozi Madu. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. So is the whole world. Go ahead.
Good good evening to you and to Biafrans all over the world. My brothers and sisters are friends of Biafra. My name is Ngozi Madu and I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden. Firstly, Director, I still wish to thank you for what you are doing. Keep up the fire burning. I have some announcement to make. I want to announce our meeting, the Biafra Women's Meeting, that we hold on Sunday. Please, there is a change in our time so that our sisters in the Far East can be able to join us. We start 9:30 p.m. Biafran time. We use Biafran time. So if you want to participate in that meeting, Director, you are just experiencing the same thing we do experience. We have been having problem with connection. When it's 9:30, your line is not on. And during when the meeting is on, so many calls will be coming in at the same time. The thing will block. The line will not go again. So we have been having problem with connection for 2-4 weeks now. So if you participate in the meeting, leave your Skype on so that when we call, even if you are not around to pick the call, you will see our missed call. Then when you come, click on that missed call. When it comes out, you will see join group. You click on it and you come in immediately, automatically. But if your line is not on and you have to be calling, I cannot pick your call because so many calls will be coming in and I cannot add you and it will have a problem in our connection. And again, this meeting, those in Scandinavia, we have made a separate group. Same with those in Italy and Germany as well. So these three countries now, only the coordinator and the secretary will participate. Other members should wait until their coordinator call for a meeting, then they can join. This is to allow others to join us in the meeting because of Skype limitation on conference call. There is amount of number of people that will participate in a conference call. So in order to carry everybody along, this country that now have a coordinator, they now do meetings on their countries, no longer joining us as we do our meeting on Sunday. So, and as we also expect all the women that joined us from UK last 2 weeks to try to participate in this particular meeting, so they will start to coordinate themselves together with Manchester. We also expect US to do the same thing. Please, we have some women there, so people should come out together so we know how many you are. Create a group for you if you cannot do it. So you start meeting on your countries in order to give others space to do that, to join us. And again, we have a meeting here on Sweden. All the Biafras in Sweden should try to participate in this particular meeting tomorrow, 5 p.m. here, Swedish time. And please, all the zonal coordinators, this meeting is very, very necessary that you partake in it, as we have so many things to tackle concerning at the upcoming demonstration. So we don't lag behind on the things that is happening. Director, I have been expecting to hear news about Gowon visiting UK, but the half-baked intellectual took all the time yesterday and 2 days ago that nobody heard about Gowon's visit and how we are going to deal with him now that he's in UK, unless he has run back. Because I think it's the opportunity for us to grab him here and start dealing with him first. But the talk was about the man took all the whole time and we couldn't do anything about it again. And Director, there is something that is bothering me and I can say I don't much like it. Here on Radio Biafra, you always say that you are not here because man determined that you should come, but Chukwu Abiyama determines that you should come. And before you came, there was nothing like you. And after you will go, there will be nothing like you. Director, sometimes I ask, did God send you to come and set his people free or to come and debate with all these half-baked intellectuals? Because you have been giving them so much time now. So many things is happening in our land. But you are giving these people time. They congest our line. They are not contributing to what we are doing. Ordinary people are the ones that is sponsoring this radio station. But every day they tune in, they listen to Radio Biafra as well, making it difficult for those who spend their money to tune into Radio Biafra. And since that is not enough, they will come on air, take 30 minutes to 40 minutes out of 3 hours program, and you will give it to them to educate them that they will not even make use of it, showing their stupidity outside. I don't know what is wrong with our men. Are you not ashamed of yourself to come out in public and begin to flaunt your slavery qualification? Are you not afraid? Are you not ashamed of that? To come out to talk about how intellectual you are, how educated you are. Professional slave. That is what you are with all your qualifications. You are just nothing but you a professional slave. A qualification you have, you cannot do something with it. You have your degrees and you are doing mini job. They can sack you anytime, fix you wherever they want anytime. All your qualification is lacking in your line. You are not ashamed to come out and say, I am this, I am that. If I were you with all these type of degrees, in fact, I will pretend to be a bush woman because I can't even come out to talk about my credentials. Why so many things evil are happening in my land? Our children can no longer go to school. Okorocha is there doing the work that his stepbrother sent him, and we are busy talking about qualification. And where we went to school, I want to talk about economies. Please, stop this shameless attitude of yours. I'm ashamed of all some of our men and the way they behave. Thank your daughter for not even allowing you to go further to report to whosoever authority you think you know. You talk about you pay CNN in US, you pay BBC in UK. Are you telling them to account for you? Have you ever written to them? Are they not seeing what is happening in Nigeria? Why are they not telling the world what is happening? You cannot do it, Mr. Professional. You cannot do it. But you will come here and begin to ask some stupid question, asking of accounts that you are not contributing one naira. Your shishi doesn't go there. You are busy asking for an account. I pity you. Sometimes our men still think that they are men. You wake up in the morning, you go to your bedroom to freshen up. You look at yourself as a man. What makes you a man has been taken away by male categories. All those things you have is nothing until you go home and defend your fatherland. That is when you will have mouth. That is when you will have the disease to come out and say that you are a man. Men should behave like men. Men should not see life that a living toothless dog is better than a dead lion. You should remember that dog, no matter how patient that dog is, the fat bone that is meant for dogs can never be given to that dog because that dog is toothless. And that is the situation of our people. You are just a toothless dog. You should realize that a dead lion is better than us. And we should prepare for this battle to reclaim our land, to save our children, to save
our future. In the next 20 years, if we did not get Biafra, 20 years is even far. 20 years is far. If we fail to get Biafra, God will hand us over finally to our enemy. So be busy and talk about our education qualification that you can never do so. Education that is given to you, you just have it, you cannot do something with it. You think it's good for you. Keep on carrying your certificate up and down. Shameless man. Thank you, Director.
And God bless you. And God bless you too. I say to some people, please, men, don't get our dear sister Ngozi Madu angry, or else this is what you get, and even more. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you for that very call. I welcome it. I welcome it, intellectuals. They've gone to bed today. They have scurried away one simple document, and the whole of their so-called intellectualism disappears. He is not a doctor. He is not an educated man. The man has mental problems. He comes from four places at the same time. Today he's now saying he didn't go to war anymore. You don't lie to Radio Biafra. You don't. Regardless of who you are, here we expose you. Very, very simple. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? You've been calling us and you've been waiting. Can we hear your voice? No, they are not ready for us. Can you hear me? They call out on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they are there, but they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We must once again welcome you. On top of the hour, of course, we're bringing the program to an end. But if you're joining us and wish to be part of this very program today, the number to call remains +1 240 217 7185. There's an upcoming meeting in the United Kingdom. The UK people are meeting, and Festus has been trying to get through. He hasn't been able to get through. He's been wondering, please call us on Rapid Response 68. It should be working. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
My name is Emeku Mewane, calling from Igbocha in Biafra land.
Yes, Emeku Mewane, I will give you only 2 minutes. Because there are people trying to get through. Only 2 minutes, please go ahead.
Yes. I am looking at the doctor in Facebook as I speak. This document is signed by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, for Amarachiopara, holding the job of London as trustee for the indigenous people of Biafra. That goes to show that, like you said the other day, when we were addressing that idiot, that Radio Biafra belongs to us and is given to these three people to hold on trustee for the indigenous people of Biafra. Am I there?
You are here.
Hello.
We are hearing your voice. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I also see a statement by Bilier for Bilier Human Rights Initiative and the solicitor, Commissioner for Oath. Commissioner for Oath, solicitor. The deed was duly executed before Nicola Ajala and the address there too. You know, this document I spoke with him before calling you now. I told him that he would die his level in America. Because a movement you're not part of, you're not contributing to, you're coming to disrupt what we are doing. And Director, before I drop, I want to let you know that you are bigger than responding to such that imbecilic idiots. You know, our time here is not for people like that. Just like the last speaker said. Our time is for how to contribute, bring our ideas, eulogize, and make sure the movement is going on, not for people like that. He said he's a doctor. He said, can he do nothing? Because I am talking rubbish. Anyway, he's Check the oil off. That's what I'm saying. Director, I don't want to hear my voice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, they are there, but they are not saying anything. This is Radio Biafra once again. Our lines are open. We must allow those. Let us see if we have somebody. Festus, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead. So can the whole world hear you as well. This is Radio Biafra. I had to call you myself. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. I've been trying all this while to get in, but I don't know, maybe my system, I don't know. But thank God you've called me now. Thank you very much, director. I want to thank Biafrans all over the world. I want to congratulate them for what they are doing to see that Biafra is being restored in truth and honesty. I say, Mechukwa Biama, continue to be with all of us, guide us, and protect us wherever we are as we agitate to restore our country. I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming up tomorrow at Barking. The venue is Access Tuition Center, 206 Surrey Road, Barking, code IG117PR, London. The nearest station is Barking Station, just 5 minutes walk to the, yes, 5 minutes walk to the place. And yes, I repeat again, I say our meeting is coming up tomorrow.
Access Tuition Center, 206 Surrey Road, Barking.
Hello,
you are listening to your voice because your system is on. So that's what happens. That's why we ask you to turn your system down when you speak to us. Your system is on. That is why. So you're hearing your own voice. So I'll ask you to give us the address again, please. Turn your system down. Give us the address once again, please, if you may. Can you hear me?
No. Yes, the address is SS Tuition Center, 206 Ripple Road, Barking.
This is happening in Barking.
IG117PR.
IG117PR. Hang on. IG117PR.
The station, and the parking space is at Lidl Supermarket, £1 per day. The number to contact if you are missing the road or direction is Onike on 07466224383, or you can also call Valentine Osuala on 07932465783, or you can call myself as well on 07404163215. Please, I'm using this opportunity once again to tell our Biafrans in UK, in London area, to be on this meeting tomorrow, as we are going to discuss so many important issues, and there are important announcements which our COC is going to make tomorrow on the meeting. So I urge each and every one of us to be there on time tomorrow as we march ahead to restore our country, Biafra. Thank you very much. And God bless all Biafrans and Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. There's a meeting tomorrow in Barking of all the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in the United Kingdom. This meeting, I understand, is holding in Barking. Please advertise this extensively that people may turn up. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Please, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning here. I'm calling from Malaysia. This is Mr. Mecca Otiwu. I'm calling from Malaysia. Hello?
We are listening to you. Your voice is very clear. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Oh, Mr. Director. Yeah, I've tried to call on Skype. Sometimes I called, but I cannot hear you. Maybe you can hear us. So I tried to call the phone. So what I want to say, It's about people that are saying they want one Nigeria or one Nigeria. They want everyone to stay together. Because since I started listening to radio, I begin to think about my life, how I lived when I was young, during the 1990s. I remember when I did a car, a young boy, I did a car. Nobody taught me how to do it. I did it by myself. And then we live in Abakaliki. Then they used to call it Abakaliki before they changed it to Abakaliki. Just like you said, they change every name to their own understanding. So when I look at it, I thought how my dream was going out. I remember when I did Egon. I'm not a terrorist, but I don't know what came into me. I constructed a gun by my own self with a plug where I can shoot someone. If the person is close to me, the weapon that will come out from the gun can enter the person's body. So when I was in school, they sent us to do an house and do something. I brought it to the school. They rejected it. I'm doing my car, they rejected it. So during then, I found out that my dream of wasted. So I asked my children, anytime I got my habit, like, that whatever they wish to be in this world, I must make sure that they will come up to that. But today, I'm in Malaysia. I left my family in Nigeria. Because of what? I'm looking for a greener pasture. And anytime I call them on phone, I feel so sad. Because of what? My car, I'm not offering anything. Because I remember how I wasted everything I have then and what I could be by now. So regarding this thing to our brothers in America, they think they are okay. They are not okay. Forget about eating, everything they enjoy. Even we are in Malaysia here, we have life, we have good roads, but that is not the end of the story. Your love is your land. If you're not in your home, you can never be comfortable, no matter whatever they give you. So I will be very happy if this diaphragm will come up. Because even if we did not enjoy it, I'll be happy that my children, because when I look at them, I feel so sad. I feel like I'm crying. I don't want it to pass through what I have passed during my own, the time I was growing up. So I pray that God will help us and make us achieve what we are planning to do. And I'm praying for you that God will keep you. Anybody that is planning any evil against you, that God will terminate that. But even before they will gather any meeting against you, there will be in competition in their name. This is what I have to offer.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. And God bless my fellow.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. I presume you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. This innocent Maramu Ogochukwu calling from here in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much.
By the grace of God, the coordinator of the people of indigenous people of Biafra here in Dallas. I want to use this opportunity, Director, to thank you for all the good job you've been doing. Everything is going to accordingly. Thank you, Imam Mezu, and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and all the Biafras all over the world and the coordinators, and more especially my able coordinator right here, Clifford Iranya. Thank you for all your struggles and your helps for everything. And I want to use this opportunity to tell the people of Biafra, especially here in DFW in Dallas, that finally the historical moment is coming to Dallas. The director is coming once more here in Dallas, and this should be on 16th of this coming Sunday in Dallas right here. And the location, the venue is Embassy Suites, Dallas Market Center. And the address is 2727 Stemmons Freeway, Dallas, Texas, zip code 75207. If you need any direction for the location, you can call direct to the company or the hotel. The number is 214-962-1624. Or you can call me as the coordinator. I will be 24/7 to answer your questions and give you direction how to get there. My phone number is 214-418-2880. I repeat, 214 0218-418-2880. Please, I'm asking all the Biafrans, all the friends of Biafrans, all around the DFW and Dallas, no matter where you are, if you live in, what they call it, in New Orleans, Oklahoma, Arkansas, if you can make it, come and witness this historical moment, because Biafra is for us and Biafra is for our generation. And I'm trying to make 2 points of this, what's so-called a confab. We are not cares about the confab. That one thing director said one time, we don't care about the presidency. We don't care about the Niger Bridge. We are not going to relent on the confab. If they want to do the confab, they can do it in Lagos. They can do it in Abuja. If they can even come to Enugu to do it, we don't care about the confab. But what we are looking for is Biafra, and Biafra is coming very soon. But for a warning, anybody here in Dallas, if you are coming to Dallas like this, our young man, making noise. If you know who you are, come down to Dallas and make your noise. Then you walk back home. That's what I'm trying to say about that one. That one is done. Then those people going to the confab, you go there, whatever you said, you make sure you say it and you remain in Abuja. Anyway, you can watch from Abuja anyway. Is not living in Enugu. He lives in Lagos. And you always fly to Abuja. So it's not any, are you a Biafran? So why should we worry about them? They can say whatever they do. Even some people are here making noise about the confab, calling themselves the chiefs and the ONN. But they don't know what is going on, because they're looking for, when they hear Okrocha is coming, they run down there to looking for if Okrocha will award them any contract. End of the day, Okrocha will go home and call them all those buffoons. And get their money and go home. Still, they're still running around that idiot. But this time, the time is over.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I think we may have lost him. He came through to us via Skype. Let's go to the line now and take this last call for the day, I should say. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, sir. This is Ikenna Wanumeyi from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
I'm calling to thank you, Nandi, and thank all the area board and all the officers of Indigenous People of Biafra. I want to use this opportunity to make an announcement. There will be a historic moment in Los Angeles. Our Airport Director, Nnamdi Kanu, the broadcasting, the Radio Biafra on Monday in Los Angeles. The venue for the occasion is 11035 South Crenshaw Boulevard. 11035 South Crenshaw Boulevard in Inglewood. The zip code is 90303. Is at the corner of Crenshaw Boulevard and 111th Street. The date again is Monday, March 17th, 2014. Time is 10 a.m. prompt. Contact. You can call me at 323-717-4222. 323-717-4222. Also, you can call another number, 310-415-8723. 310-415-8723. And also, we have a temporary email. People can reserve messages or make comments. The temporary email we have is one word, peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. Please come with your questions and ideas. Biafra is for you and I. Biafra is for our families and our generations to come. The broadcast again will start by 10 a.m. prompt. Be there early to get secret information. Come with Biafrans and friends of Biafra. Come out and voice out your concerns, opinions, and ideas. Come out and receive all information of what is going on in Biafra land.
we are waiting for you. For people who complain that is their work day, most of us work for so many years. There are ways you can adjust your time and take off for half a day, or you can manipulate your time and take off a full day so they can come and join your brothers. So come and ask any question, and also come and debate. Bring your pen and papers to make notes. We will teach you, and you will teach us. And also, I want to make another announcement. We have a bi-weekly meeting every 2 weeks. The next meeting for the Indian School of Biafra in Los Angeles will be on March 22nd. We have a meeting every 2 weeks. And the location is the same location, which I gave, at 11035 South Crenshaw Boulevard. We welcome you all. Also, I'm begging you to adjust your time. I know the time, 10 a.m., is a working time, but you can adjust your time with your employer and make up the time. That's 4 or 6 hours is not going to kill you. And we want you to all the people asking all those questions, this is an opportunity for you to come and ask every question you want. Doesn't matter, any technical secret, you know, any question you want to ask, you know, our able director is going to answer it. And I use this opportunity to thank all the people who are contributing to the Radio Biafra, and we beg every other person, because it's not easy to run a radio station. This costs so much money. You know, and this station is everything broadcasting. Some people are paying that money. Some people are giving the sacrifice for it. So we want you guys to help out everybody. The little you have, you know, help out. And also, reminding people we need contributions and help for preparing for the Los Angeles, for the May 30 day, match. The demonstration that is going to happen at the federal building. There are a lot of things put together, so we need your presence. Your presence will be very, very appreciable. Thank you very much, and we are hoping and very excited to meet our airport director. Thank you, all the people of Biafra, and God bless.
Thank you very much, Wononeyi. Thank you very much. I will be in Dallas on Sunday, and I will also be in Los Angeles on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be going for pilgrimage. I will go there with some people. We shall offer our prayers, and when we get there, we shall broadcast from there also. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you. But before I close, there's somebody who's been waiting very dedicatedly on the line, on the coordinator's line, on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good morning from India. It's Placid Alozieba.
Yes, Alozie, how are you?
I'm good, sir.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Director, I'm also congratulating you. I can see your German machine working tireless for me.
You're kind.
I can say for my born children. I'm also thank the editorial board of Biafra. I'm also thank Ikech Kwenya. I got all the whole people that are making this to come to reality. I must thank my coordinator here, Christian Wosu. We have been working tirelessly here to make India to be part of the struggle, like Malaysia.
And what is happening in India? You know, we keep asking. India is like a festering disease. Every month we ask
Director,
what is happening in India. What is going
Director,
on in India?
I'm ashamed of calling this Radio Biafra because of what is happening here in India. Please, I'm urging people from Malaysia, America, London, anywhere you are. If you have a friend, if you have a brother, if you have a sister, anywhere you are, you have a sister, staying here in India, please call him to look for us, please. Because we have gone to many places to tell them about Biafra. People in India, Biafras in India are so stubborn. I don't know how we can talk to them again. I don't know how we can preach the gospel to them anymore. I don't know.
But what did they say is their problem? What exactly is their problem? That's what I want to know. What
their
did they say
problem is some of them are telling me that Biafra is dead and Biafra is dead forever. That is one of the idiots told me one day. I look at him. In a 21st century, a boy of 20 years cannot know where he come from.
Because you don't worry. Once they are less than 40, or in fact up to 44, once they're up to 44, 45, 46, if they're talking nonsense, you know that there's every possibility they could be like another Omar Sander, Nwachukwu, that they were fathered by somebody from the north. You can't blame them. So their natural disposition will be to be antagonistic towards Biafra. It's just a natural instinct. So that is what you want. When somebody speaks to you that way, check that person's background very well. Look at the mother. She must have been very wayward. Look at what happened to them. That person is fathered by a Hausa Fulani person. It is a very simple litmus test. If your sister or your brother is antagonistic towards Biafra, look at your mother very well. There is something wrong somewhere.
I was shocked, Director. I was shocked when I heard the news of 15-year-old boy died for agitating of changing of government in Turkey. I asked myself, a 15-year-old boy came in the streets agitating for a changing of government for good. How can a boy of 20-something, 30 years, 50 years here in India, Director, if you see them, you ask them what are they still doing in India? Please, ladies, Biafrans staying in India, we need you people. Come out. We need you people. We don't have ladies here in India. Men are hiding. Why? Please, we need you. For new people who want to join us, go to Radio Biafrans in India on your Facebook page. Type Biafrans in India. Our number is there. Where we do meeting, we have two branches here now. We have two zones here in India. In New Delhi, particular, we have in GTB Nagar, that is North Delhi. We have in the West, that is what they call it, Dwarka, Janapoli, all those area. For those that stay in India, we know what I'm talking about. Here in New Delhi, we are the one in the South and the East. Please go to our Facebook page, drop your number, or ask how you can reach us. I'm there to get back to you. Please. Thank you, Director. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. I believe we have somebody else on Skype. Can that person give us his or her name and where they're calling from? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Brother Nandi.
Yes, my dear brother. Please, where are you calling from and what is your name?
My name is Obunna.
Obunna, what is your surname? What is your surname? Obunna, what is your surname?
Obunna Aja.
Obunna Aja, you're calling me with a Skype name, Bishop Okereke. What's your connection with Bishop Okereke?
Hello?
You are calling me with a line here, Bishop Okereke. What is your connection? What is the connection between Bishop Okereke and Obunna Aja? Hello? Hello? Yes. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? I want to speak to the owner of the Skype account. Am I speaking to him?
Yes. Okay, yes, we are together.
Okay, that's what you should have said. You should have said you are together.
Yeah, thank you.
Please go ahead.
My name is Tandy Benzema for Chile. I'm calling from Senegal.
From Senegal, go ahead.
Okay, we thank you for all the good work you have been doing. We all commend you.
Thank you.
We
go
have
ahead.
Been listening to your program for over more than three to 4 months now.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. The world is listening and waiting for you. Go ahead.
Yes, you go on with him. Hello.
We are listening. You are the one breaking, not us. We are not breaking. We are here waiting for you.
Please, there is a question I want to ask you, please.
Go ahead.
It's about the news of today. We hear about our brother, Asare Tokobo, his speeches, but you did not read it out. That's why we ask you to know if it is not among our struggle.
He is among the struggle, but we need people who are consistent. Not one day you say I will fight for presidency the next day. You will fight for Niger Delta. No, you take one stand, one, not two, not one leg in Nigeria and one leg in Biafra. We welcome him. I'll be speaking to him when I go home. We welcome what they are doing. We want to be free. We are going to offer him the chance to come with us under Biafra. We're not going to force anybody to come with us if they want to come find, if they want to be on their own, that is their business. We are not forcing anybody. After our name is Biafra, you come and join if you want to. As simple as that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
There is a brother, one of my brother, that is in the zoo. He is one of all these talented people about constructing ammunition. So yes. I'm trying to put him online. Even I called him this evening. He said anytime you needed his service, that he's available. So how can I go on with that?
Yeah, how you can go on with that is after this conversation, you know we are speaking on Skype, you will send me your brother's name and details, how I can get hold of him. We have our intelligence officers on the ground back home. We go and assess him. Once he's no longer working for the enemy, he shall come to work for his country. We are assembling such team, of course, but we're not at liberty to give you more details.
Okay, how can I connect you? How can I connect you?
You will send me your contact detail. You can send information via Skype, can't you? You're talking to us through Skype, yes?
Yeah.
You give me your number on Skype. As we finish speaking, you text. You use Skype texting and text your number across via Skype.
Okay.
Okay?
You do it right away.
You do it right away. Somebody will get in touch with your brother at home from, you see... Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. There are many things we are doing we are not at liberty to tell you on the air. Sometimes people think we are not slow. We are keeping to our timetable, believe you me. Our timetable is intact. And the day we will announce our presence to the world. We don't have to tell you on Radio Biafra. You hear about it and you know it's us. Because things will happen. We said we will burn the zoo and we will burn it. Trust me, we will. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you we are going to do, we do it. Anybody will tell you is a liar is a liar. Do you know why? Because we do not lie. This is Radio Biafra. We must thank each and every one of you, wherever you may have been around this very planet on this very day. Many meetings are happening tomorrow. If you have a relative in Dallas area of Texas in America, if you have relatives in Los Angeles area, if you have people in India, you must call them and tell them to go and identify with their people. Tell them the Biafran family is there. If that's your brother or your sister says no to Biafra, you know that your mother was unfaithful to your father. That a Hausa person may have approached your mother. And that is very, very sad. Because anybody born of a genuine Biafran blood, you will not want anything to do with Nigeria. And I can prove it to you. We are the only people that have autonomous communities in the world. No other group of people can name a place autonomous community, because we want to be free. Freedom is part of our genetic makeup. It is imprinted in our DNA. It is a code to be free. We were free before Frederick Lugard came, and we must be free again. They have given us Hausa blood in us to try to make us like part of them. This contraption, this nonsense named after a river. The only people named after a river, and I wonder if black people are indeed human beings. Sometimes I struggle to understand these people. We are Biafrans, and we are the creation of Chukwu Abiyama himself. That is why we proclaim that this same sceptred land, this holy land, is our religion. Biafra is my religion. And on this radio station is where I worship every blessed day with millions of people all over the world, because that same Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, the only thing that is more important than life itself is Biafra. And we ask Chukwu Abiyama to bless and preserve her. Good evening. From here on the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. And good night to all of you. We'll join again tomorrow. Amazing sun, we love.
last victory.